I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my whole girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Damn, hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and this is Wild Out Fridays. Boy, do I have a topic for your ass tonight. Have you ever done something trifling to get back at your ex for leaving you, or has your ex ever done something trifling to you for leaving them? And I posed that question today, and some of the answers that I got from the men were off the fucking chain. Like, you would not believe it. I was sitting here just laughing like a motherfucker because I couldn't believe some of the answers. Excuse me, yes, I'm sleeping. I couldn't believe some of the answers that I got that came from men. I'm trying to find some of them because they are just too damn funny. I had one person tell me that him and his friends ran a train on a girl. She got pregnant. He had his friends nut all in her. She ended up getting an abortion. Somebody said that they ended up sleeping with her best friend in her bed, and he left the condom in there on purpose. So it seems like the men are doing more trifling shit than the women. I even had one guy say he slept with his ex's mama. Who in the fuck does that? Then one ex was like, one guy was like, he stole from his ex and she called the police on him. So he ended up cutting his hair to show her that he was the changed person, I guess, to get her to drop the the charges. But I'm like, what in the fuck? Oh, man, this is going to be a funny-ass show. So before we get started, let's see. Like, this week, my co-host Ashton sent me this blast, and it was really, really sad because it has something to do with Kyrie Irving. So the basketball player, I can't remember what team he plays for, but on a Mother's Day, his ex-girlfriend did some of the most trifling shit. Like it's just crazy. I'm trying to pull it up so I can tell you about it. Okay, and then I'll let you be the judge of it because it's not in my phone anymore. Okay. Okay, now, this is from Inflex We Trust, because I first saw it on Vlad TV, but I'm waiting for it to come up. I don't know why my internet be wanting to go slow. It says, NBA disrespectful. Kyrie Irving's alleged ex sends him the most horrible Mother's Day message. Now, I can pretty much tell you, if this was me, if this was my son, my daughter would go ahead and beat the brakes off this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So it says, this is just terrible. Come on, B. This is so wrong on so many levels. I don't care how you feel about a person. You just don't do this. I hope this chick knows what karma is. Check out the message that Miss Hawaii, an alleged ex or jump off or thirsty bucket or whatever you want to call her, says that they were together at some point. Sent Kyrie Irving a message on yesterday, which is Monday. Let's see. Let's see if this pulls it up. Because I want to be able to read the tweet exactly. What it says. Damn it. Hold on. Okay, so basically, on this one, on fucking Inflex We Trust, it's like not really going in detail and showing the tweet, so maybe this one is. Oh, okay. Now, it says, first off, happy Mother's Day to everyone out there, and we mean it. Unlike this girl, Miss Hawaii, who once upon a time apparently had something with Kyrie Irving, is now determined to make his life a living hell. Today she sent out a tweet to Irving with the following message. Happy, and okay, now this bitch has a picture with her fake-ass titties in her hand. It says, happy Mother's Day, a Kyrie Irving. Oh, wait, isn't your mom dead? What the fuck? And then on top of that, it has 14 favorites and 49 retweets. Who in the fuck is dumb enough to retweet some insensitive shit like that? And who in the fuck is dumb enough to make that a favorite? Now, this is crazy because it says, in case you didn't know, Kyrie's mother died when he was 4. But since her untimely death, Irving has managed to strive through adversity and became number one NBA draft pick in 2011. Basically, someone his mother can look down on and be proud. Meanwhile, can the mother of Miss Hawaii be happy with her daughter who has maintained a life of harassing people on Twitter with mean-spirited jokes and other offensive material just to keep some sort of relevancy? It says, congratulations on getting that publicity that you wanted so badly. Keep up the good work. Now, who in the fuck in their right mind would do something like that? That is so fucking trifling. And then, you know, somebody texted him and was like, what do you have against him? And she's like, I guess I just have something against people that don't have mothers. Hey, Ashton, I was just recapping that shit that you sent me.
Hi.
Hi. Like, that bitch couldn't be anywhere in my cipher because she would get done so dirty. So many men are like, they don't believe in putting hands on a woman, but that bitch deserves to get fucked up, have bleach thrown in her face.
Miss Hawaii, right?
Yes, Miss Hawaii. May God have mercy on her soul.
She's a heartless, soulless. I don't know how to describe her, but whatever she was talking about, that he lied on her or photoshopped something about her, you know, she could have took shots at him. She didn't have to go on about his dead mother, you know.
Especially
out loud like that on Twitter. She just made herself look bad. You know, it really backfired on her. And she really doesn't care. She really does not care how it made her look. But, you know, beauty is only skin deep. A lot of guys, a lot of people, period, want to go forth with a woman who is exotic looking. And, you know, some exotic looking women, you know, gear themselves for that. They base themselves on that. Like, I'm pretty. I'm going to stay pretty. I'm going to stay cute. That shit don't last forever, especially when you're doing heartless, nasty, ugly stuff like that.
Exactly.
She's
exactly.
Crazy. Bitch, that could have been my brother. You know what I'm saying? Kyrie, she lucky Kyrie is not my brother. Because, trust me.
She lucky he ain't even my homeboy, because, bitch, you know
right.
What? You would have got done so dirty.
Well, I told you, I said I would have made her over. She would have had a makeover on me.
I would have did that bitch dirty.
So bad.
Of the night, have you ever done some trifling to your ex because they left you? And I would have to say the men are taking the boat late. You know, I'll recap because I was talking about it before you came on. Some men were like, they fucked one of the girls, their ex's best friend, in her bed and left a used condom in the bed for her to find. One guy was like, he fucked his ex's mother. One guy like, he let his homeboys run a train on her, and they all met in her, and she got pregnant, so she ended up having an abortion. One guy stole from his ex, and the bitch called the police on him. So I guess to try to get in her good graces and get the charges dropped, he cut his hair to show her that he was a teenage man and he had dreads.
Oh, my God.
So, to me, men do trifling shit that somebody said no. That's some shit that females do. Now, some females do trifling shit when their man leaves them, but men do more trifling shit. That's just a man's way.
I think it's because you know, men are masculine creatures. They're very dominant, very you know, brute and mighty. So when their emotion is tampered with, they don't know how to act. they go way above and beyond themselves because they're not used to you know, being emotional, and they do some crazy, crazy things.
Like become pussy pops. Hi, Big Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm well. Well, I can't complain. Is that Aston on the other line?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What's up, Aston? What's good?
How are you?
I'm well. I can't complain. What was going on with you? How's everything?
Oh, you're Aston.
Huh?
You talking to me or Aston?
I'm talking to both of y'all. You know how I go back and forth.
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just have
She's
some.
Doing great. Fine is an understatement. So modest of her. Mm-hmm. And you know I'm not lying because she can't even stop laughing.
Yeah, she's over there busting out laughing like, what, you got somebody eating you out over there while you on the show or something?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, never that. I am sitting on my bed beside my pit that spends most of his time sleeping and wanting to eat food, and I'm doing my radio show. No, I don't do things like that, Tone. You know it's very rare that I give it up, but then when I do give it up, oh, boy, and how.
It's a classic show, huh? It's a Hall of Fame status.
Yeah. It's, you know, I'm not as good as Ashton. You know, Ashton is such a hustler, and she's doing her thing. I want to be like her when I grow up.
I know she is not going there. Like, we're going to just pass the baton all night, right? You're the motivation for me to get my stuff together besides my kids, my family. Like, you let me know every day that it can be done. It will be done. So, like, I really appreciate our friendship. It's crazy because I wasn't even ready to do
Girl, appreciate it when
I
come
to
New York and I
tap that booty. You know Ashley got herself a Hollywood boo out there somewhere.
No, what happened?
I say, you know Ashley got her a little boo probably somewhere in the cuts of Brooklyn somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. She got her boo. I'm still single, knocking at the door. You know. One day, I'm going to settle down. I don't know when that day is, but I think I'm going to settle down one day. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me one day, just not today.
Yeah. Wow. I told y'all, I have to be wowed. Once I'm wowed beyond recognition, like, just woo, because I ain't going to find the last person that I was in a situation with last year, and we never had sex. That motherfucker wowed me so much that if he would have just came and knocked on my door and got on one knee and was like, Pamela or Pam, because he doesn't call me Chuck. If he was like, will you marry me? I would have been like, hell yeah. And that's without experiencing the dick game. That's how much he wowed me. And he has made it very hard for anybody to come close to that. Like, when I tell you, like, he was on fucking point where I've never been treated like that before. Ooh, it makes it hard for the motherfuckers out here in this world today trying to fuck with me. So I just stick to myself and have intimate encounters from time to time.
I was upset with you the other day because you didn't have no show on Tuesday, and I felt lonely in this big world.
I'm so sorry. Tuesday was completely my fault. I have been informed that I manage a rap group now, okay? And we were downtown shooting behind the scenes for a video for this song that I'm going to play. But we got so caught up and, you know, I'm being a momager and a manager. I'm not Mama D, don't get it twisted, to where I'm just like, damn it, I'm not going to make it in time. And I've been so behind because I've been putting in late nights with catching up on promoting, because we have like giveaways that we're going to start doing. Your rock sunglasses. On Sunday night, we have two sex toy sponsors. We have Knights of Erotica and we have the G-Spot Lollipop. And if you look at the G-Spot Lollipop, it looks like a baton with two heads. You know what I'm saying? One head is bigger than the other, and it's a toy that makes you squirt.
I'll buy that. I'm sorry.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm trying to work it. I mean, I've had two people try to help me, but it's not working. So I think I'm going to have to go back to my first working experience and see if I can get Angel to just do it for me. No sex, no nothing. Yo, nigga, you the only one that made me squirt in my entire life. So how about you just do this one favor for me? But he probably won't do it because when we were fucking around with each other, he said I made him feel like a slut because I would just come by to get some dick and then leave.
Aw, well, people don't know their place.
Gotta play your role.
He was a bouncer. He was a bouncer, so our hours was different. While he's up and about, I'm sleeping. Like, I can't be up all night waiting for you to get off, and then you want to do it all night, and then I have to get up and take my son to school and my mommy's activities and work and stuff like that. Ain't no dick that good to where you got me up 24 hours. So.
Really got you up all night.
Man, you're crazy.
I mean, he'll be all right. So
no, he's a 6'6".
And you know what's crazy
Rican.
Was like so much has been happening, you know. But you ain't had your show or nothing like that between Mr. C, Beyonce is supposed to be pregnant again, and all this crazy shit going on.
Well, no, we didn't miss Mr. C. When we discussed Mr. C, you were gone. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring Jazzy in. Hi, Jazzy.
Hey, happy Friday.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's up, Jazzy?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Ashton. Hey, Jazzy.
You know, I did see something about Beyonce supposedly being pregnant. I mean, I just thought it was just a rumor.
Well, she said she wants to have another baby.
Well, that was bad. She just had another baby, and now she's freaking get knocked up again, like.
But
I mean,
that's
they can
do
it. And the real
that's
what they do. That's the best way. Get their asses out the way early.
And you know, Jay-Z
might
not
do it, so it's not hurting nobody.
And Jay-Z's clock is ticking. You know that motherfucker knocking on 45?
Yeah, he fucking with half blue pills and shit, probably like, yo, this shit might not work no more in about 5 years, so.
And that would be the waste of a big dick for him to have to go the pills. Like, oh, wee. But, you know, when you fuck people like Foxy Brown, ain't no telling what you get when you get older.
They said Foxy Brown was saying somebody he gave her STD or some shit or whatever.
And that he's whatever. He's going crazy. Don't get me started with that shit, Tone. I was hot the other day. I was not okay with that.
He was talking about how he tricked on her while she was in high school and all this shit.
Okay. Maybe she was cute then.
Boom, bam, there we go.
Somebody was saying that when she got fucked up. Recently, somebody smacked her in the side of her face. That shit fucked up her hearing. So she got hit so hard, somebody fucked
That's
up
crazy.
Her hearing.
But
you know
if her mouth is how it is, I could understand that. Because from my understanding, she has a fly-ass mouth. Because you remember the incident in Miami with her in the beauty salon or whatever? And you remember when she was here in Raleigh, North Carolina, she spit on somebody.
But that was her problem. The fact of the matter is with her, every time she got into a disagreement with somebody, because that happened a few times with her spitting on people. Like, she had this thing where you get into a disagreement with her, she wants to start spitting on you and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that was her problem. Like, she always, you know how that shit go. You spit on somebody, that's an automatic ass whooping. But that shit or ran to the side, you attempted to spit at me, which means you need to get your ass whipped automatically. Whether you get it whipped today, tomorrow, I'm going to see you in 5 years. Yo, remember when you spit at me? I'm fucking you up.
Exactly.
Fuck that 5 year shit. You're going to have to catch my fade on site.
That's what he's saying. Like, he may not see you today, he may not see you tomorrow, but. When people spit on you, they start running. Like right after, they don't stand there. That's that coward stuff. They don't stand there.
Ashton, spit on me. You will see these double Bs bouncing high in the sky because I will be chasing your ass down to the ground.
That is crazy. Who brings themselves to spit? Like,
It's certain things I won't
that's
tolerate.
That's the nastiest thing you can
do. If I could smell your breath, or if I could feel like if you're moving your hands and the wind passes me, you in my personal space, and I can't have that. Like, I get real defensive. So I start swinging right then and there because it feels like you're trying to attack me any moment. I have to protect myself. Mm-hmm. You're too damn close.
What Foxy Brown did, that's a prime example of the topic tonight. Doing trifling shit when a motherfucker don't want you no more or when they leave you.
Yeah, because she's telling people he gay or stuff like that. That's crazy.
But you know what? Honestly, that's not the first time I heard that.
Yeah, she was saying that he opened up, that he liked chasing trannies and all this other stuff, and how he bisexual.
If you I got to think about what song it was. I don't know. I think it was Ether when Nas was dissing Jay-Z and he was talking about the Secret Order or whatever. I heard about that back then when Nas came out with that diss song. Because they were saying that the little Secret Order is like a little secret little ring in the entertainment industry, and it's bisexual men. Busta Rhymes is one, Redman and Method Man, and they were saying, you know, of course Diddy, and then they were saying that Jay-Z was in that circle.
Yeah, I heard that too for a long time, that they was in that little secret circle and shit, doing each other and shit, or whatever the case may be.
I cannot believe that Redman and Method Man are bisexual. I can't believe it. I'm sorry. I won't. I can't believe it. We won't talk about it. We're not going to talk about it. I don't believe it.
Oh, you know, I
heard that from quite a few people. I heard that from this girl that she's actually a bartender, and she do clubs. And she was like, how she said she seen these dudes chilling VIP just amongst themselves, no chicks. And from what I heard, they've been known to be kissing each other and shit up in the clubs and all that shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people, it's out there. I heard that shit from quite a few people, and I believe that.
We cannot talk about that. We're not talking about it. That's not true.
But my thing is though, what I got was crazy, and I mean it's not crazy. But what the fuck is up with pictures of these dudes sharing hookah? They're blowing hookah into the next nigga's mouth. I'm like, yo, son, when the fuck did that shit become hot? You seen those pictures, Ashton? There's a picture out there now with two light-skinned dudes, and one is blowing hookah into the other dude's mouth.
No, I ain't see that, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, it circulate all through Instagram and all that shit. And I saw it on Instagram earlier.
Me personally, I just feel like that is crazy. You know, it's like people are gonna do what they want to do. Just think about a couple of years when it was Superhead, Exhibit, and Diddy. And they were in Miami, and Diddy took them to this club. And it happened to be like a gay club, and Superhead was saying that Diddy was the devil, this, that, and the third. And Exhibit was really upset about being at the club and the fact that Puffy was having a good time, to the fact that he went on a radio station the next morning to be like, yo, this is where this nigga took me at. You know what I mean? And Puffy's defense was he didn't know it was a gay club.
Yeah, the same way Mr. C said that he didn't know that was a prostitute on Broadway at Addison at 1 in the morning. And my thing is that if you a real Brooklyn nigga, every Brooklyn nigga know, a real Brooklyn nigga know that Broadway is a fucking track at night. We all know. I've been knowing that since I was 15. I'm 36 now.
But have you ever been over there?
Yeah, I've been over there. I got my dick stuck on Broadway plenty of times.
Oh, Lord, Ashton, why did you bring it up? Why?
Who don't know about Broadway? From fucking Eastern Parkway all the way up to fucking Bethany. Northern Avenue, all the way up there. There's holes all up and down that shit. All up and down Broadway. You go up to Bushwick, they walk up Bushwick. They walk back down. They're all over that fucking place. Who don't know about it? That's why I was like, my thing, first of all, who the fuck just pulls over on Broadway and Madison at 1 in the morning to make a phone call? Right there in it. I mean, the only reason why you should be pulling over on Broadway and Madison is if your car broke down. Other than that, if you gotta make a phone call, that shit could wait till you get home. Or you don't got hands free, you ain't got no money to afford hands free in your whip. What kind of shit you want? That's how you know this whole story is bogus. Then another thing, talking about, oh, some woman came up to him, so you just open up your window to strangers. That's an easy way to get jacked in the hood. You just open up your window to strangers.
You done got tongue started, Ashton. You done got this nigga started.
You know, because he wants to be real about it, but he won't. He's not going to. He's gonna develop a story. He has time to develop a story. He's going to have holes in his story because he has to save face.
And then even on the morning show, when what you call it, actually, he was like, Mr. C, are you gay? He never gave a defined answer. He went off, started talking about why Charlamagne is bashing gays, how he say he support gays, but then he's bashing gays. What's Charlamagne got to do with your question? Charlamagne got nothing to do with this interview right now. Answer the question, yes or no. You know
he said he's not gay, but, I mean, if anybody was to understand that, I thought it would have been you.
I could understand it. No, but I'm understand
it. He said that he's not gay. He's not homosexual or whatever. However, Charlamagne is over here trying to bash him as if he's gay when he said
that
he's gay.
No, but my thing is that he's not. I understand what you're saying. I understand it plenty. But my thing is, if it was a transsexual prostitute, just say it was a tranny. Don't, you know what I'm saying? He keeps saying it was a female. You know what I'm saying? But it's turned out to be a male prostitute. Not once, not twice, but three times already. You keep getting
he has a problem.
That's a double standard, though, to me, Tom, because you say the same shit. You swear
to but what I'm saying is that, but I admitted that I got my dick sucked from a tranny. He's not admitting that. He keeps saying that it's a female.
But you
that's
said, I recall numerous radio shows where we have had this particular subject matter come up, and you say, yes, it is a transvestite, but you say it's a woman because that person doesn't consider themselves to be a man. They dress like a woman, they look like a woman,
is,
they smell like a woman, they talk like a woman. You didn't even know it was a goddamn man.
No, but what,
that had the jaws of life wrapped around your dick.
Right, but listen, right, you're right, but what I'm saying is that it, when it first happened to me, I thought it was a woman. All right, fine. He got away with that the first time. You know what I'm saying? But then it was the second time when he got caught up with that. But he's not admitting that, yeah, it was a tranny, and that's what I like. He keeps denying. I said, all right, yeah, it was a tranny, and I went back for more. You know what I'm saying? He's not admitting that. You know what I'm saying? He keeps saying that it's a female, but it turns out it's a tranny every time. You know what I'm saying? So just say, all right, it was a tranny. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But my thing is that he keeps denying that, nah, it wasn't a male, it was a female. You know what I'm saying? I can understand the first time or whatever the case, you got caught out there. All right, fine. A lot of us get caught out there. You know
we don't
all
get. Don't say we all. We don't all.
Huh?
I said, don't say we all, because we don't all get caught out there. You about to say,
I said we all, but then I changed it. I said a lot of us get caught out there, whatever the case is. But what I'm trying to say is, but I told y'all, I said, I didn't know it was, but once I found out what it was, I thought about it, I went back for more, and I told y'all, I said, it was a tranny. Fine. But my thing is that Mr. Speech is not admitting that it was a tranny. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
All his thing is that he's saying he's not gay, and it's a female, and that's that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but with Mr. C has an issue. His issue is he would rather pay to play than to have any kind of relationship with anybody. He doesn't want to see the same person. He doesn't want a connection. He doesn't want a commitment.
Mr. C is married, though.
He wants to get what?
Mr.
What?
C is married, though.
Who told you that?
Huh?
Who told you Mr. C was married?
I heard Mr. C is married or lives with his girl or something.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if you know better information or know more information than me, but I heard he's married though.
Okay. Well, you know, you heard that.
If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. You know me, I take criticism. You know what I'm saying? You can tell me if I'm wrong. You know me, I'm not going to get mad. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying?
It's not if you're wrong, but if he does have a wife or a living girlfriend, that's even worse because he's putting her at risk.
And there's quite some times where he will bring them to his home.
Maybe he paid her to shut the fuck up and look the other way.
But he doesn't want a connection. He just wants to get off.
I heard that there's a dude out here in Brooklyn who runs strip clubs in different spots every night, and I heard that Mr. C is up in there every night getting some work done.
Yes.
At least he don't discriminate. Dick, pussy, he like them all. I just want to ask him, who sucked dick better, a man or a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You already know my answer.
You know, he just likes to have a variety. He likes to experience different
things. Hey, listen, my thing is this. You know I ain't got a problem with the whole tranny situation. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is that he keeps saying that it's not a male. He keeps saying it's a female. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
That's what he's saying. This time around, it was not a male. But that situation on Broadway, like, they, you know, the cops was doing some other shit, too, on Broadway.
Well, they said it was a sting,
I believe. They'll walk up, and they'll ask you if you're a cop or whatever. And if you agree to the situation and they pull your door handle, that's when the thing is up and they'll come and they'll pull you over. But if you don't agree to the situation, then they'll let you go.
But he said that he agreed and the girl told him, or whoever the undercover cop was, told him to pull up to the next block and they were going to walk up and get in the car. And then when he pulled up to the block to park to meet this prostitute, that's when the boys ran up on him.
Yeah, because he agreed, like a dickhead.
Right. So,
he should have just stayed in the club.
But you know what's crazy? That's another thing. My thing is, you're a celebrity DJ. You win the club every night, every weekend. Chicks know who you are, whether it's a chick or a tranny, you're known. So, I mean, if he wanted to get something, whatever he preferred at that moment, it wouldn't be hard between Facebook, Twitter, Craigslist, Backpage, knowing people.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate because you saying it's not hard, but maybe he don't want to go that route. Maybe the thrill of it to him is to meet some stranger at some launchy little hole in the wall club or on the corner of the street. Maybe that's part of him getting off. Maybe you meet some stranger, some alien person, some foreign person. You ask them how much this and that, and it gets done. Maybe that's the thrill of it all. Maybe he don't want to seek out nobody who may catch him and be familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had some kinky fantasies, Tom. I said we've all had some kinky fantasies. So maybe
What about the kinky?
I said we've all had some pretty kinky fantasies, right? So maybe
we all had kinky fantasies And we all have the, you know, like I always told you, we all have that inner freak. You know what I'm saying? You know me, I ain't going to fake no jack. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay,
you know.
Tom, here's a question to you. And then after you answer this question, I have to take a music break.
what advice would you give to Mr. C?
What advice I give to Mr. C? The advice I would give to Mr. C was you gotta just fucking just be more careful. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, he needs schooling on when to know to fuck with something and when not to fuck with it, because I've always, like, for me being on the streets of Brooklyn, and whether I bag something on the fly like that or holler at something on the fly, I never get caught. You know what I'm saying? Whether, you know, I guess you could say I always knew how to pick and choose. I've known people who got caught. I've seen motherfuckers get caught on the strip, and I'm like, yo, how the fuck? I mean, you can usually tell when they're a police officer undercover because they're real jumpy. You know, they're real jumpy. They want you to answer, and I always learn where the girl has to answer first. You know what I'm saying? If she comes out and tells you, all right, it's $50 for a blowjob without you saying nothing, then you good. But if she keeps asking you, so what you want? So what you looking to do? I'm saying, though, what you want, though? What you out here for? If she not really trying to say nothing, you got to let that go because she might be undercover. You know what I'm saying? So I've learned, like, kind of like, nah, I ain't fucking. She's too jumpy for me.
We going to find you a goddamn girlfriend.
So
he got a UCL black book.
So, Tom, would you say that Mr. C needs to hang out with you so you can teach him the ins and the outs, how to stick and move and not get caught or get
listen,
out
and check the hoes? If Mr. C wants to learn, if he feel like he needs a tour, I'll be his tour guide. You know what I'm saying? I'll let him know what he got to do and what he want to do, whatever the case may be. You understand what I'm saying? It is a way
to
of dealing
with trend?
With it. Huh? If he want to mess with tranny, like I said, I could show him the way. I could show him the way, and I could take him to where I found my trainees at.
I hear that.
You know? What?
Wow. Y'all are too much.
Oh, okay. On that note, I got to take a music break. I play some songs, and we're going
to come back.
Oh, shit. This is going to, this one is going to, this is a reggae joint. It's called Goodbye Love, and then the next one coming up is going to be Dion, and then we have 35, and then Dip Walk.
Love is mine. The choice you see is too much. Client record. She came into my life when I was young and naive. I opened my truly belief. We had a future together. I opened my truly belief. I give it a thought. Go through the stormy weather. Just to see you smile. But all of the time, she told me. Time to rise up from my sleep. Goodbye, my love. I was enchanted by your dazzling deception. Is this the infection of life you have planned for me? Before you become born with me, adventure is your destiny. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye, my love. Everything that your rose with thorns, your lies are too clear, and men know it's all at your will. So I'd rather be home, play with all the toys I can find, cause I don't wanna be a partner in crime.
No way, baby.
Goodbye, my love. We're wicked for a week, it's time to rise up from my sleep. Goodbye, my love. been chosen by your dazzling deception. Is this the inception of life you have planned for me? Before I become more than me, adventure is your destiny. Goodbye, my love.
I see you, I see you, I see you.
Whoa. To return in my life after several years of passing, as beautiful as you were before. One look in your eyes, I'll tell her once more. We had a good time, rewind and dine.
Girl,
you the open door to say, just found out the other day.
It's written across the floor, girl.
You got disappointed without invitation. You were the new girl at the station. Champagne at her table, it's like I'm leaving a favor. Thought to be together, we will never be apart. Thought to be together, you will always in my heart. Always in my heart. Goodbye, my
How you doing, shawty? Been on your mind, I see. Got the text message you sent, that said you're missing the G. You said it's been a long time, but it's only been a week. Ain't her tripping, it's that pussy calling me. But hey, I understand that you want it when you need it. That exact moment in time that you've been feeling. She says she really like me, and admit it, it'll be love. I can tell the way you kiss, the way she hold me when we hook. It's a prescription for this, cause it sticks like a drug. But now when you dug, now shawty wanna cuddle and snug. All she ever wanted was a nigga that knew what he had. Times got hard, he make a laugh when feelings are sad. In the future, have kids, and he's a wonderful dad. Warm hearted at the crib, but in the streets, he is sad. Stack paper all day, ride like a top off. But when I come home, shawty, make sure the panties off. I can feel the look in your eyes, you pull me between the thighs.
You
ain't gotta say your words to me, cause I've been feeling your vibe. Shorty, let's ride.
I know that you want it.
You wanna keep it on the low, I know it's here to be a slide.
I know.
See, you and I stand alive. The clarity in your dust is something precious like a diamond. You can search a thousand years and you might not ever find it. Shit, I love you too, boo. Ain't no sense in me lying.
Ain't no sense in me lying.
Tell me how you wanna do me. Bedroom or jacuzzi, I can pull the camera out. We can make a freaking movie. I can get your pussy squirt busting off like a Uzi. Make sure my numbers is speed dial. Feels good to you, it's okay, you can be loud. Let me put it on your shoulder, we gon' get fucked wild. I'ma fuck you through the night, all the way to the sun's out. She sleeps like a baby when that ass been tapped. Her legs start to shake when I'm beating from the back. She scratch a nigga up cause I hit it like that.
Cause I hit it like that.
Shorty, give it to me, baby. I can feel the look in your eyes, you pull me between the thighs. Words to me, cause I've been feeling your vibe.
I know that you want it.
Ready, roll with it, Gene. Come on, shorty, let's ride.
I know that you want it.
You wanna keep it on the low, I know it's here to be a slide.
I know.
Tell me what you've been waiting for a long time. You're feeling to try to hide, but I can see it in your eyes. Biting on your shorty like a nigga game nine. You can tell me how you want it, I know mine. It's best to get rough, send a bet, the two of us. I won't stop till you bop, so shorty back it up. You've been patient enough with me, so girl, it's on. I'ma put it on you, baby, all night long.
I can feel the look in your eyes, you pull me between the thighs.
I know that you want it.
You ain't gotta say your words to me, cause I've been feeling your vibe.
I know that you want it.
Ready, bro,
another young Jay is
look
blue.
Up, look up. Sway, sway. Yeah, whoa. They say you're flagging like a walk with a thing. I'm looking good, I'm feeling good, so clean. And even though my situation is mean, my nigga being locked away, they ain't got shit on me. I got a swagger off the charts and a G'd up team. So when you think about me, they screaming PCE. I show the walk, then I dip right through the parking lot. My swag trip over itself, so you don't talk a lot. Yeah, and I be dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Ay. Home speed, let the swag do the talking. Ay. Hey, what that deal called? That swag walking. Dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Shit. Home speed, let the swag do the talking. Hey, what that deal called? That swag walking. Swag walking.
Got a head full of locks and a cool pop. With $1 million swag, I'm a bank pop.
Dipping while I'm walking, I'm dipping while I'm walking. Ay. Home speed, let the swag do the talking. Ay. Hey, what that deal call? That swag walking. Dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Shit. Home speed, let the swag do the talking. Hey, what that deal call? That swag walking. Swag. While I'm walking,
I'm just swagging through these bitches, let that money do the talk. $1 million nigga with a true religion problem. When they ask me what I'm sitting, I say that swag walk. Okay, now hello, Mr. Dipper. Swagger so official. Please don't blow my eye. Without my permission, I say I deserve my stripe. Blow that fucking whistle, cause I will sell your soul like a crackhead with a pistol. Hey, let me do it, just do it like Nike. Big game sitting right next to Spike Lee. Trap looking like a motherfucking bite weight. Shit, and you can't duck.
They say you're swagging like a walk with a thing. I'm looking good, I'm feeling good, so clean. And even though my situation is mean, my nigga being locked away, they ain't got shit on me. I got a swagger off the charts and a G'd up team. So when you think about me, they screaming PCE. I show the walk, then I dip right through the parking lot. My swag drip for itself, so you don't talk a lot.
Yeah, and I be dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking, I'm dipping while I'm walking. Shit, home speed, let the swag do the talking. Hey, what that deal call? Swag walk, swag.
I got my music break. I was supposed to play one more, but this is too much fun. So that was Ruel Moncrief or something like that. I'm not good with Jamaican names. That was Goodbye Love, the second one, Sacrifice, and Official, I Know You Want It. And then the third one was Dip Walk, and that was Black Cash Entertainment.
Oh, okay. That was nice.
Now it's back to the ratchetness.
Yeah, oh, your ratchetness. So you're saying that Mr. C needs to hang out with you and you can teach him the ins and outs, which bad trainees to fuck with and which ones not to fuck with, right?
Hey, listen, I'll give him my map of my route, and he can do what he got to do with it.
Oh my God!
You're a blueprint to success, huh?
What happened?
You're a blueprint to success.
That's what you want to call it. You know, I don't want to call myself being perfect at what I do, but. You know, if it works, it works. You know what I'm saying? Well, it might work for me. It might not work for Mr. C, and it has it because he keeps getting caught. So, I don't know.
Then what's the point of befriending you? It's crazy. You're the reason why prostitution should be legal.
Why is that I got to be the reason? Prostitution been around since before fucking, I don't know what. Prostitution is one of the oldest fucking professions, if that's what you want to call it, in the books.
Exactly why you are a perfect advocate of why it should be legal.
Yeah, it should, because, I mean, Vegas is legal, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, why not have where, you know, if you could have strip clubs, you know what I'm saying, or have, you know, topless clubs where the club could be nude and not sell liquor, why not have a place where prostitution could be legal, where it could be just in one area, or, you know, like a red light district in a way, where you could have just a bunch of clubs and motherfuckers just go in there and get whatever they want, and we don't have to worry about looking for it on the street or going on websites. You could just go up in here and just have fun.
They haven't found a way to control it yet. That's why it's not legal.
Nah, they find a way to figure how they're going to tax it. That's the problem.
Exactly. Once
the city or the state knows and how they're going to tax it, that shit will be legal tomorrow. Before this show is over, this shit would have been legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where it's at with that. It's just like weed. They want to make weed legal because it's legal in a lot of states in America. They just don't know how to make it legal, what tax they're going to use. You know what I'm saying?
But really, when you think about it,
the government, well, our peoples, you think about it, they make money off of weed anyway. How many times motherfuckers get caught and get put in jail? That's money going to the fucking state by putting motherfuckers in jail. That's how the state makes their money. Jail and giving out tickets. That's how the city makes their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they want you to get caught carrying weed. Cops want to catch a motherfucker with an ounce of weed or some shit. Oh, yeah, we doing overtime tonight. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just what we live in. Or whatever. And that's just how it is, you know? But, you know, that's just, you know, that's what we got to do.
Well, Tom, here's my question, because you seem to be very knowledgeable and experienced in so much. Have you ever did something trifling to your ex because she left you, or have you ever had an ex do something trifling to you because you left them, or they found out that you was just tricking off?
Well, any woman that I've been in a relationship or I'm involved with now, or whatever the case may be, they don't know I trick off or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't mean them tricking off?
Some of them that I keep in contact with, yeah, some of them been like, you know, I met them maybe tricking off, or, you know, I knew them for a while, and it came to a point where I started tricking on them. But it's so, you know, I told you, I got my list. I got my ratchet list, and I got my sophisticated list. You know what I'm saying? The sophisticated list don't know I trick off. You know what I'm saying? The sophisticated list just know. They know the other tone, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So no one has ever done anything trifling to you for leaving them.
I mean, I never done anything trifling to an ex of mine. But I mean I haven't had an ex do anything trifling, but I mean, I've had a girlfriend, I guess you could say, do something trifling by like going through my phone while I was sleeping or, you know, doing shit like that or whatever. But I mean, I have an idea that I think this girl did something to my car years ago, one of my cars years ago, because like when me and her got like broke up or whatever the case may be, I noticed my car started acting funny. Now, I don't know if she poured sugar in my tank, but I just haven't seen she put something in my car.
Now, do you think she poured sugar in your tank trying to teach you a lesson that she knew about your alter ego?
You crazy.
Well, it wasn't the fact that she knew about my alter ego. The fact of the matter, was is that she went through my phone, and she found mad numbers. And I guess while I was sleeping or while I was in the shower, she read through my phone book and copied down every number that was a female. And on her spare time, whatever downtime she had, while I might have been at work or just out and about, she called all those damn numbers.
Oh, so much time.
And trying to sort out who was who. And why they was in my phone, and then my phone started going on with a call after a call after a call, trying to figure out who the fuck is this girl calling. I didn't know nothing. I'm like, oh, what the fuck are you talking about? So then after that, my car got messed up. My fucking engine went.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it was just coincidence or this chick came by one night and did some shit.
So what did the mechanic say? Did the mechanic say there was sugar in your tank?
He didn't find nothing, but something broke in the engine, though.
He didn't find the sugar in the tank.
I didn't find no sugar. I think he just did plain voodoo to my car.
Oh.
I gotta bring Jazz back in.
I am dying right now. Like, I'm laughing. Tony, sweetie.
What happened?
You know I love you always, don't you?
Yeah, I know. What's your question, though?
Let me just, I don't have a question. I'm not going to ask no more questions. I'm done asking questions. I just want to say, while I love you to death, if you was my man, I'd have fucked you up. And let me tell you why. It wouldn't have been because I took the time, which, first of all, ladies, don't do that. That's too much time, too much energy. If his ass is cheating, damn it, catch him the right way. Don't, whatever. Anyway, just, okay, so I'd have been pissed at the fact that I took so much damn time to be I spy and figure out who this chick was, and it was really a goddamn man. I'd have been pissed all the way off. Now I'm calling women looking like I'm crazy, and really I should have been calling the dudes in your phone, but I'd have been up fucking shit. I'd have cut your damn dick off. I'd have been like, oh, this is what we gonna do. Now, maybe if it was sugar in your tank, maybe on her behalf that was a little pun intended, right? That might have been her way of being like, nigga, I know, sugar in your tank, sugar in your tank, right? Get it? Could have been, I'm just saying. But honesty is the best policy when it comes to sleeping around.
No, but
period.
My thing is this, though, but listen, like, you have to expect your man, I mean, think about it, you're not the first woman a man meets, and you're not going to be the last. And in my line of work, I meet a lot of women because I do parties. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work with a DJ, and we do parties. I meet a lot of women doing parties, working in clubs, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, this particular girl, before I even met her, I knew it, most of the women in my phone were in the phone before I even met her. So these were women that I was just in contact with. When I was with her, and this is my God honest truth, I wasn't fucking with nobody. You know what I'm saying? I would go out, I would go work at the club 4 or 5 in the morning. I would call her up and be like, "Yo, let's go do breakfast, let's meet up or whatever the case may be." she kept accusing me of, yeah, I know you fucking chicks at the club. I know you leaving with chicks. How do you know that? You don't know that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the woman, some of the women in my phone were either business contacts. Some, yeah, I messed around, but not while I was with my girl. We just kept in contact. Do you have a problem with your man keeping in contact with an ex or just having female friends? That's my question.
I don't have a problem with female friends. I don't have a problem with female friends. I do, however, have a problem with fuck buddies. Because you would be highly upset if a nigga that was just eating the shit out my pussy called me today and tomorrow talking about some, hey, how you doing? Just called to check in with you. What you got going on? Wanted to take me to lunch. Your ass would be hot. And I'm going to tell you how I know, okay? Cause me, speaking on this subject here about trifling-ass exes, not only I've been a giver and a receiver, just being relatively honest. Me and my kid's dad had probably the most hilarious story from the time that we was 18 up until now, right? 30. So he called me cheat. Well, I didn't necessarily cheat, but I had a feeling he was, like, not doing the right thing. And to get back at him, I did the one thing that men hate, right, which is another man, right, knowing that another man is, like, talking to your girl. So I gave this guy my phone number, and I'm like, hey, can you call me, like, come and get me and come take me to the movies? And I had my own phone, right, I had my own cell phone or whatever. But instead of giving him that number, I gave him my boy's dad's mama's number. So he called her his house and asked me when we were kids. And he was like, all right, I'm going to call. So he called. He was like, hello. And he knew who my kid's dad was, too. That's what made her so fucked up, right, because he knew him from around the way. And he was like, hello, can I talk to Jasmine? Is she home? Let me talk to Jasmine. He was pissed off, packed all my shit up.
So, but my thing is, though, I understand what you say with that, but my thing is this, like, if you go to your man's phone, right, you don't know who's who. Some of those females could have been a cousin of mine. Some of those females, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know who's who. If I don't go to your phone, I would never know if you got a guy on the side giving you bomb head. You know what I'm saying? But if I go to your phone, if you know how they say, if you look for it, you will find it. You know what I'm saying?
They do say that. I mean, just from trial and error, I'm just kind of at the point now where if it's a prop, if you got 5 passcodes and a pattern unlock screen plus voice command on your phone, we got a problem. Like, then clearly you have something to hide. Right? So it's like, if your phone rings, if I answer it, if that's a problem, that's a problem. Like, don't go through my shit, don't touch my shit,
like,
feel the same way.
And I love what you're saying, but I say that to say this. I don't lock my phone. My Instagram is not private. My Twitter is not private. My Facebook might be private due to employment issues. Because, you know, jobs, like, I have a habit of going through your Facebook or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But my Instagram is not private. My Twitter is not private. You got dudes who got private Instagrams. You as a dude, I can understand why a female might have a private Instagram because you got chicks out here who be hating on your pics and all that shit. But if you a dude, why is a dude has Instagram or Twitter on private? The whole point of Twitter and Instagram is to be followed. You know, that's the whole point of it.
No, it's because men get bitter as much as they try to pretend like they're masculine. Men get bitter, okay? So the last guy that I was dating, the last relationship that I was in, right, we was hella cool, I thought, anyway. Like, I thought we was hella cool. We broke up. I broke up with him. But I really thought that, he was such a cool dude, I thought we could totally be friends, right? I'm like, oh, well, this is not going to work, but, like, I really want to be your friend. I really think you're, like, super cool. This nigga was so bitter. He not only did he curse me out 2 ways from Sunday, this month he blocked me from everything. He deleted me from GChat. He blocked me from Facebook.
block one of his Twitter account. Like, this dude went all the way. I'm like, damn, I thought we were still friends. Like, he was like, we are, but you don't want to be with me no more. What the fuck you need to be on my Facebook for? Like, really, like, blocked the shit out my ass. I was like, damn, it's like that, huh? Dudes get bitter. They get. Shout out to that motherfucker, too, by the way. He deleted the shit out of me, Tone. Everything. Like, nope, bitch, you nope, nope. And I think it's because, so I think, in all honesty, I think his feelings was hurt.
Of course.
But then I think, too, he didn't want the opportunity, maybe, because, you know, sometimes women can be catty, right? So breakups can sometimes be bad, right? So I think he just didn't want to risk me maybe blasting some negative shit, you know, on his social networking about him. So,
and he didn't want to see what your life was like when you moved on.
After, exactly. So, I mean, you know, it could be a possibility. Because he throws little slurs out, right? He's like, so I know you fucking a nigga, or whatever you went to nowadays. You know, because I used to date white guys, right? So he's like, well, whatever you went to. Like, no, I'm chilling. I just didn't want your ass no more. Like, that was it.
But men get so sensitive. Me, personally, I'm trying to think. I did a trifling thing, and it's not because, it wasn't because my boyfriend left me. It's because the motherfucker was disrespectful and trifling. So, like, while he was dating me, he was fucking, like, a whole lot of other people. And I helped his truck have a complete makeover. So what I did was stripped his truck, and his trifling ass baby mama had it. So me and my cousin painted that shit white and yellow. So his truck looked like a bumblebee or a Pittsburgh Steeler. And that's only because you don't like the hand that feeds you.
Wow.
Right.
And I left him. Yeah, I think that's like the worst thing that I've done, you know.
So I know a lot of men talk are probably going to be very upset at me now. I'm probably going to lose a lot of cool points with a lot of the guys. But the last time that me and my ex, my kid's dad, last time we got together, right, and we tried this thing out, I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit bitter at the fact that he had this new girlfriend. I was like, this motherfucking bitch. I was mad because I was so accustomed to, like, no matter who came along, right, I was always first priority. Like, he'll drop some, you know, drop him like a bad habit because I said that I wanted this thing to work out again. So anyway, this girl was different, right, and I knew she was around to say, and I was a little bit bitter because she was young, and I was like, right, she was a little teeny bopper, and she was cute. She was cute. I was pissed. And he got locked up, and he was like, oh, you know, I'm trying to get this money together for my lawyer. You gonna give me this money? And I was like, I'm broke. He was like, that's real fucked up. Like, what about, you know, like, think you could sell one of these TVs? So that was a few years ago, right? That was like 5 years ago. So I had these 73-inch flat screens in the house, right? We had three of them. That, you know, he did put them there. But he was like, so can you sell one of these TVs? Like, I got somebody that's going to come get it right now, and they're going to bring the money, and you just bring it down here for the lawyer. And I was like, you better tell that bitch to do it. I ain't taking shit out of my house. You better take what you put in that bitch house. I feel better about that. So shout out to my kid that's finishing up his six-year bid right now. I apologize. That was fucked up.
Wow. Nigga
so
doing
you ain't
found
one of them damn TVs that he put in the house with his lawyer?
You know what? I felt like at that particular moment, just being relatively honest, like, not only did you put shit in my house, I know you put shit in that bitch house too. Like, she doesn't have your kids. I have your children. I'm not taking anything out of my house for your kids. Like,
so your kids needed to watch the 70-inch screen with Cartoon Network?
My son was very excited at the fact that SpongeBob was bigger than he was. Okay, Chuck, don't judge me. Now, in my defense, in my defense, he did do some real fucked up. Now, this was not like a perfect relationship, okay? Let me just say, we did a lot of petty shit to each other over the years. And that was my trifling moment. I didn't want to do that. But I've helped him get lawyers many times in the past, fellas, so don't call up and curse me out, okay? I've spent many, many dollars on many attorneys. We've been dating since we was 18. I'm 30, okay? I probably helped him beat about 5 cases, okay? So I've spent plenty of money on lawyers, and this last bit, I spent tons of money on packages and phone calls, okay? So I've done my part. As a good baby mama, I just wasn't timing shit that belonged to my house. You made your bed, you lie in it. You should have saved that money for a rainy day. That was kind of my theory at that time. So,
wow.
That was my trifling moment. I confessed on the radio. I apologize. It was wrong.
I mean,
I think this is becoming more of Confession Fridays than anything else right now. Wow, that's good. That's cool. I mean, hey, look, you know, ain't none of us perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you,
so that's really what
thank
it comes down
though.
To.
Ashton, you're real quiet. Have you done something trifling, or have you had something trifling done to you from your man that, you know, y'all broke up?
Of course. Of course I have. Of course. I didn't tweet about his mama or nothing, about his dead mom or nothing, but yeah, I've done some trifling stuff. I've ruined his relationships because he ruined our relationship. If he thought that he was going to have another girlfriend or two after me, he had to have been joking if he thought it was going to be easy. Yes. I was with that man for like 7 years strong. I was with him for 7 years strong, and you have your expectations of marriage and babies and stuff like that. And what happened was I moved out to Brooklyn. He was still in the Bronx. And my sister graduated, so I rented a car to go, you know, to D.C. So when we came back from the graduation, I popped up at his house. And a nigga was living like Hugh Hefner. He had 2 bitches in the crib. He had on a smoke jacket, and you know, I was like, his little dog at the time would bark until somebody comes to the door. What happened is I did call first, but he was sending me straight to voicemail. And like earlier that day, we was talking about marriage. We were talking about getting married and stuff. So he was sending me straight to voicemail. And I was like, oh, so, bitch, you going to send me straight to voicemail? Like, you can't pick up the phone. You can't talk to me. I got a surprise for you. So I just fucking went and knocked on the fucking door. And, I can hear him tiptoeing. When you with somebody, you know every move or whatever. I hear him tiptoeing to the door. I was like, open the door, bitch. And he opened the door with his smoke jacket and his boxers. And he was like, hey, what you doing here? And I was like, well, why you not letting me in? What's going on? Nigga had like 2 holes in the back. So I came in there and I just wrecked shop. Fucking tore up shit. Tore them up. Tore him up. Dared somebody to touch me. Dared somebody to touch a phone. To call the police on me. And every time he was outside, or every time he was, you know, trying to catch a bitch or trying to go home with a bitch, I just ruined his fucking life for a couple of months. Don't go to him. He'll fuck you raw and give you herpes. Don't go to him. He'll fuck you raw and give you AIDS. He got 5 kids. Got 2 baby mamas. I was just fucking crazy. I was just fucking crazy. He was like, what? I was like, look at his lips. Look at his tongue. He's nasty. He's dirty. Going to his job, popping shit. Oh my god. You bitch, you want to fucking pee on me? He's lucky he's still alive. How dare you have my hopes up of getting married and being a honest woman and you fucking around like you have no motherfucker. You could have at least said to me, you know, do you, because I'm doing me for sure. You could have said something. Had me fucking trying to be true and faithful in the next fucking borough, and you out here acting crazy. Fuck that. You gonna pass.
So what I want to know is, so you had a very valid point. I would have helped you wreck shop. So I never caught my kid's dad cheating before. Never. Like, he's far too clever for that shit, right? But like I said, we've been together since we were kids. Like, when I say kids, I mean like kids. So it's a whole lot of, like, it's like he almost led a secret life, right? And I remember one time I just thought he was cheating. I had a dream one night, and I woke up like, you motherfucker, I'm going to get your ass. And he was like, take your ass back to bed. What are you talking about? He was playing video games, right? And then the next day, I got a call from his ex. Like, that's crazy. I got a call from his ex offering me the number to the chick that he was fucking with. Like, and I know he's fucking around another bitch. You want her number? No.
I
don't want her number.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I packed his shit politely and put him in some 10-gallon totes.
I did.
When he went out with his boys and
did
some shit to her
I did it all. I FedEx shit to the girl's crib.
Yeah. I told her she could come and get it. Why did the girl tell me, okay, she was so ready to come pick his shit up? I'm like, listen, I'm about to put his shit outside. You want it?
Not his stuff. Not his stuff, like feces.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you on another level. We not on the same.
Yes,
You meant his shit.
Because when you out to do somebody, you know, you got to watch who you're doing it too, because people will try to ruin your life.
Thank you for letting me know, Ashton. I appreciate that.
Yes.
That's how that goes.
I will ruin your damn life. You will not want to start your car. You will not want to walk out your house. You will not. Like, I used to be
like.
But
see, my thing is, though, is why is it, and Chocolate, when you made that question up today for the topic tonight, it always seems like the women do a lot more shit to their exes than the men would to their exes.
No, that's not true. My kid's dad, he set my car on fire before. He has put my shit in the truck and set that shit on fire before because he was so bitter.
Wow.
That is not true.
The women are on the show talking about it. The men be DM me. One man slept with his ex's mama to get back at her.
And that
mama
just clapped down. The fuck? Who does that? Who sleeps with their son's people? Like, I mean, their daughter's people. Like, who does that? The mom needs to be ashamed of herself.
That's not even, but him sleeping with his ex's mother, I think it's not even, like, trifling. That's probably something he probably wants to do.
Are you kidding me, man?
That's probably something he probably always wanted to do, and he was like, you know what?
It's
I can't fuck the daughter no more.
Well, then, of course, you think
mother.
That men are not that wrong because you are trifling. Period. Point blank exclamation point.
You gotta think about it. If he was able to fuck the mother, then obviously she probably been wanting to fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Probably told her what went down.
It still doesn't make it right, Tone. It doesn't make it right.
I didn't say it did. I didn't say it made it right. And all that.
It makes it hella trifling. Not just trifling, but hella trifling. Like,
what you think is
hella trifling.
Your ex fucking your mom's or your ex fucking one of your girlfriends, which is more trifling.
Either way, you know what?
Period.
Everybody in that scenario is going to have to catch my fade. I'm sorry. If you my mother and you're fucking my dude, you're not my mother. Really, you deserve to get your ass beat like anybody else. You're going to have to catch this fade, period. Point blank. And you better hope goddamn I win. Because if I lose, I'm shooting every goddamn thing. So you better hope I win.
So you will fuck your moms up if you find out she fucked your ex? Or fuck your
Clearly she wasn't my mama when she was fucking my dude, was she?
But you know, a lot of older women be having that fantasy. You know, a lot of older women, though, that be their fantasy, though, to fuck, like, their daughter's boyfriend.
No, I don't think so.
Because I ain't never had a fantasy about hitting nothing. Oh, no. That's just a decrepit bitch that's just nasty, that just ain't got no business about herself, and she needs to fuck with something that will make her feel like her pussy might be about something.
That's just like
she needs to look off the screen on her ass.
That's just like when Scrappy had to sit down a couple of weeks ago with just Erica's mom one-on-one. To me, it seemed like Erica's mom wanted him to smash. That's what I got to think. That's what I got to fucking think.
No, she just got that look because she's an ex-crackhead. So she just, you know, she just got her life together. So she still got some dope head ways. He might lick at Scrappy because he used to be a drug dealer. Like, boy, I bet you had some dope back in the day. Like, now this. It's not necessarily a I want to fuck dick look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, but
it might be a look of disguise, honestly, because you know what they say: when drug addicts recover, the person that they hate the most is not themselves for doing drugs, but they hate drug dealers. All recovered crack addicts hate the shit out of drug dealers like it was their fault that they got high.
Wow.
And it's because of the types of things they used to do to maintain their addiction, right? So, you know, drug dealers will have them do some crazy, outrageous shit to get a hit, right? So when they do finally sober up, they always hate the shit out of drug dealers.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I was trying to say, you know, a lot of women, that be that Cougarville shit where you get these women.
Oh, Tom, be quiet.
And
you're not supposed to fuck nobody's mama, period.
Huh? Well,
I don't give a damn if cougar love, whatever. You are not supposed to fuck somebody's mama, period.
Nah,
there is no way you can possibly justify that.
None of my people, none of my female friends, I would never fuck their moms. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I have slept with older women. You know what I'm saying? So that was somebody's mother.
But it wasn't your ex-mama, was it?
No, it wasn't my ex-mama.
Okay, then moving on, next question, Chuck.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. My next question. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to keep it above ground. Now, let's see here. Tone.
Yes.
Now, do you think you will ever let any of your females know about your secret passion?
About my favorite passion?
No, your secret passion.
My secret passion?
Yeah.
I mean, I've let a couple of them know. They wasn't shocked because they freaks themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like we had a moment of sharing like real secret stories. Like one of my friends, she told me one day, she I got a story, I got something to tell you, but it's gotta stay between me and you. This is a one time thing. So we had like a moment where we just shared like real secrets or whatever. So I shared my secret with them. And they was just like, all right. But, you know, it's like they know my makeup of me being a freak. So it's like, well, if anybody was to do something like that, it would be you because you a freak like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's more of a freak call for you than anything else.
Excuse me. I have one. Okay. Kick me. So because y'all had a freaking moment, he ain't come out and be like, "Oh, I want to watch or nothing."
If I could recall, she probably said something to that nature that she was
please
that she would like to watch. Huh?
I have a question.
I have to know something. So did she? You told her your passion. Well, I'm so curious. You don't have to say her name. I got to know what her secret was, if she was okay with your secret.
Her secret was that she did it with another woman in a bathroom in a club.
Oh, that's not bad.
But she's not known. But her thing was that she never did it with no woman. Like nobody really knows. Like I don't even think her own husband knows. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, then that's something.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like her husband doesn't know, and then like she messes with like one of my homeboys now, like one of my mans now. So like he doesn't even know. You know what I'm saying? But she told me though. You know what I'm saying? Cause we
so
hung
she
out
messed with him.
Night.
She messed with you. She messed with her. And she got a husband?
Well, the her happened before she got married some time ago. Now my homeboy now, she messes with him now and she got a husband. Me and her, we cool. We have a certain understanding. You know what I'm saying? We don't fuck or nothing, but we flirt, you know what I'm saying?
Chief. You telling a lie. I don't believe
you.
So she fucking him doing some stuff to you, and she's fucking her husband, which means her husband is probably fucking two or three people.
Probably.
You're messing with her. You messing with a few other women and a few other men. Do you see how this thing kind of gets all together and it turns into a big ball of that's a goddamn bunch of bullshit? See how that gets all together and turns into that?
But
that's just wrong, people. If you want to have multiple sex partners, please just be goddamn honest about it and say that you want to fuck the world. That should be a disclaimer.
Everybody's probably fucking everybody in this world. Who don't got multiple partners?
I don't. I'm raising my hand.
You're like one person in this whole goddamn country. We know you're not the only one. You know what I'm saying?
I think that there's a lot of monogamous people out there. You know why? Because I think AIDS has people scared
shit.
I think people are scared. People that got any goddamn common sense anyway.
No, because when you think about it, it seems like more people are fucking today than it was 20 years ago.
There's nothing wrong with having sex. What there is something wrong with is having dishonest sex. Sex is good. Sex is very good. Sex can prevent you from killing a bunch of goddamn people. Sex is fantastic. And when I get it,
I
love it.
I found out a stat that they say if you have at least three orgasms a day, your chances of having heart disease goes down 50%.
And there is nothing wrong with that. That does not mean by any means that you have to get that from three different people. That's one. Now, I'm not even saying that there's something wrong with having multiple partners because different strokes for different folks, right? But what I am saying that there's something wrong with, and I'm so serious when I say this, all jokes to the side, this is a serious issue. What I do have an extreme problem with is the fact that people have infidelities or multiple sexual experiences when some people in the relationship are thinking that, in fact, that person is monogamous. There is something extremely wrong with this particular picture because this is why African-American women are on the forefront and the leaders for AIDS and HIV. This is why this thing is running so rapid in our communities because people don't have enough goddamn common sense to A, wrap it up, B, be truthful about having multiple partners, and C, if you're going to have multiple partners, be truthful about who they are. If you like men, fuck it, you like men. If you like women, you like women. If you like a little bit of both, you like a little bit of both. But don't be ashamed to tell anybody about it. Be open with what your preferences are. Give the other person that you're having an encounter with the opportunity to choose. Because you never know. She just may be down with it or he may just be down with it. But you give the person the opportunity. Don't ever think that you're so high on your horse that you have the opportunity to choose someone else's destiny. That is just absolutely, to me, 100% wrong. I'm sorry. I know this conversation was funny about 5 minutes ago, but that bothers me, like, deep down inside because I think that that's just a bunch of bullshit. Like, I would go fucking crazy and I would kill every goddamn body who I thought about fucking the person that I was fucking that gave me something? Oh, bitch, you look like you used to suck his dick. I'm going to fuck you up, too. Like, everybody could get it. Like,
But
it would be a problem
though,
for me.
But my thing is, though, I understand what you're saying. You're right, but that's another thing. Even women, when a guy meets a female and they kicking it and they going out, not too many women are going to say if they're fucking anybody else. Or most women will say, nah, I've been single. I ain't fucking nobody. Da, da, da. I'm looking for somebody. Meanwhile, she probably sucked dick the night before last and coming to you talking about, nah, I've been single for 2 years. All right, you've been single for 2 years. Still doesn't mean you ain't sucked no dick in the last 2 years.
So yeah, then you need to get real specific with your questions, right? So maybe she was single, but being single doesn't mean she has to keep her legs closed, does it? So ask specific questions. If you want to know the answer, ask the goddamn question. Don't beat around the bush with me.
Jasmine, have you been single?
Yes. Have you got some dick in the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months? No, but I did about 9 months ago. Like, there's nothing wrong with asking questions, and there's nothing wrong with doing your thing.
I understand what you're saying.
You just got to be honest.
Some females will be cool. Some females are cool with letting you know their sexual life or their love life, whatever past or during the time, whatever the case may be. And then I've heard some females say, well, why you got to ask so many questions? You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm
you know what?
Questions.
Put the check mark by their name and move on to the next one. Because if you can't answer my questions, clearly you have something to hide, and I don't want no parts of nothing of what you're trying to bring. It's just, you know, life is all about choices, Tone, right? Life is all about choices.
Yeah, you have to choose.
But
my thing is just that, you know, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you might be right. If not everybody can answer my questions, I look further than that sometimes. Sometimes, you know, all right, fuck it, you don't answer my question, cool. But, you know, that doesn't make the person a bad person. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, with a person like that, you got to just kind of, like, watch out for them more. Whatever you do decide to do, just be safe about it because they're not being truthful of who they fucking or who they seeing. They don't want to ask their question.
I think that you're not – that's the difference, though, I guess, between different people, right? Because you say you just got to be safer. I say, you're not getting no pussy if I feel like you're lying about what you were doing. Like, why am I giving – why? Because then you'll fuck around and mess up my sex life, and then I'm really going to be a bitter bitch. You think I'm bitter now? Fuck up my sex life and prevent me from getting it from somebody else because you didn't gave me some shit. You talk about a bitter bitch, boy, let me tell you something. Because I'm damn sure I'm not going to be fucking you because you gave it to me, right? So now you trying to tell me I'm not going to get no more dick? Because who else I'm going to fuck if I get something that I can't get rid of? Like, who else? I'm going to be a bitter bitch, okay? So before I even put myself into that particular predicament, if I do not trust you, I am not fucking you. That is a very intimate thing. First of all, you're not just going to run up miles on this pussy, right? Because this is some good shit, and I have to ration it out appropriately, right? Mm-hmm. And right? Great. I'm definitely not going to do that if I can't trust you because, A, it's just wrong, right? Like, what kind of moral values do I have? B, there's a possibility that I was right. Or C, I could be wrong, but what the fuck does it matter anyway? Because if I don't trust you, if I'm right about the fact that I can't trust you, then what does it mean anyway? Right? I'm always going to be scared. I'm going to be so paranoid about fucking you that I can't even have a good time, which is going to be a problem. So it's like it's a lose-lose. So I just feel like if you can't trust a person enough to be honest with you about some things, why even take it there to begin with? You wouldn't invite that person in your house if you couldn't trust them, would you? Because they would steal all your shit.
Right.
So why would you allow them to enter you as a woman, or why would you as a man enter into their, like, you know, I don't get it.
But see, with me, but see, my thing, but that's how I do. Whenever I meet a new female or whatever the case may be, and we talking, I always tell them from jump, listen, you can be real with me, be open. If I ask you a question, I expect the answer. You know what I'm saying? Yay or nay. You know what I'm saying? And I always told him, I said, listen, I know I'm not the only guy you talking to. I know I'm not the first. I know I'm not going to be the last. So just let me know who you dating, who you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? So I know how to play my role. You know
what I'm saying? What if she had five people on her list? Would you still fuck with her anyway?
What happened?
What if she had five actives on her list? She was like, you know what? I think I might have a 10 o'clock slot on Mondays and Fridays. Would you still fuck with her?
I would still fuck with her depending if she's worth it. You know what I'm saying?
You a whole tone.
If she could put no, but it's not even the point about that. What happens is, okay, because of course, it comes to a point in time, what else can you offer me besides pussy? You know what I'm saying? Can you offer me friendship? Can you offer me a place to stay if I needed it? You know what I'm saying? Can you offer me whatever you can offer? What are you bringing to the table besides ass? You know what I'm saying? So, and sometimes,
what did
all right,
she say? You can sleep in the living room on the pull-out couch because there's another dude in the spare bedroom and one that sleeps in her room sometimes. Would you still fuck with her anyway?
No, I wouldn't be staying there.
But you would still fuck her, though, wouldn't you? Tell the truth.
I mean, if I had a chance, yeah, I would.
You are so nasty. You are so nasty, Tom. At least you're honest, though. That's the one thing you are. Honest.
Yes, Tom is very open and honestly nasty.
That's some nasty shit, right? She got two niggas living with her. Would you still fuck her? Yeah.
Would it be like that? A lot of people are not like that, though. Do you know what they say? They'll say, oh, well, I didn't want to tell you everything because I didn't know if you could handle it. Handle it? I told you to be open. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would I tell you? Why would I tell you to tell me if I felt like I couldn't handle it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just weird how people think. Like, don't think what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? You know, think as you go along. Like, people try to make decisions for you, or whatever. But, you know, it is what it is.
Case in point, wrap it up, people. Please, wrap it up. Take some birth control. Don't be like the chick who got a train ran on her and couldn't figure out who the goddamn baby daddy was, so she had to have an abortion. Didn't you say somebody put that on BBM?
Yeah, he got back at her.
Don't be that bitch. She needs her ass beat for that. She needs her ass beat.
Go down.
And first of all, let me just say something. Not only does she need her ass beat, but so do them dirty dick-ass niggas for going in her bareback, nutting all in her. Like, if she let y'all do it, don't you think she let some other motherfuckers run trains on you nasty dick motherfuckers? Oh, everybody in that scenario is nasty. Him, her, his friends.
How you going to go right after the last dude who just bust off in her, and you going to slide your dick in there, and it still come all up in her? Like, that's nasty.
That's what I'm saying. They some nasty dick motherfuckers.
Her
like,
hands probably went first and then everybody else did it. They be like, they didn't care. They're like, probably, you know, let this bitch out.
But the fact that they went in her bare bag and she didn't know whose baby it was is a problem. Now, this is totally off topic, but I actually had a student tell me this story, right, so I felt like I should share it just now because it goes along the theme of trains. So, which is crazy, right, that my student calls to tell me this story. But anyway, my student tells me that he has this homeboy, right, that just finished doing time in the pen for child molestation, right? So, of course, I was very upset. And I'm like, your friend, like, you still, like, friends with this nigga? What the fuck? Like, a little bit upset. Anyway, he starts telling me the story, right? Girl, like, 15, living in the hood, living real fast. She reckless, popping off at the mouth. One of them ghetto girls. Anyway, the dude's nephew was running the train on the girl in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
The nephews were kids, so they're all kids. They're all around the same age. Running the train. So it's the nephew, the friends, they all in there running the train. So dude walks in, sees it happening. Instead of him doing what a grown-up should do, being like, what the fuck y'all doing in here? He jumps in like, oh, no, let me show y'all youngsters how to do it.
Oh, hell no.
So he's hitting her. I guess her little young pussy was so good that the boys was like, oh, okay, after that day was over, they never fuck with her again. But he was so, I guess it was so good to this nigga, he doubled back, right? So he was hitting her on a regular basis now. This nigga got caught fucking her. Her parents came home early one day, and this dude tried to jump out the window, yo. And ran and got caught. So, wound up going to prison for fucking this girl.
he is so in love with this little young girl. Like, he did years in prison, like years, like not months, but years in prison. The girl is 18 now. She's grown. And he still, he came back home fucking her. Like,
now that's a girl pussy. She got lock on her. Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, I want to know how many Kegels a day does she do. That's first off. But it couldn't have been that good because the little kids ain't fuck with her no more. First of all, I want to know how many Kegels a day she does. Two, I need to, you know, I don't know. But she doesn't even fuck with this nigga like that anymore, though. Like, he fucks with her sometimes, but she has a husband. Like, she's really out there. She's a real-life tramp. But I just thought that was a very interesting story. I don't know.
Wow.
Like, could you imagine? Like, oh, no, nah, y'all not doing it right. Hold on, let me show you how to eat this pussy. You just do it like that. See, put the stroke in it. You just, that was funny. Anyway, sorry about that. That was a sidebar. That was funny to me. I laughed really hard at work today. I just,
wow.
No, that was crazy, though. That was crazy, though.
Damn. He came back home hitting it.
Right? Like, how you depend on this? I'd have been mad at shit like, this young bitch got me fucked up. She got me in this. I'm a child molester and shit.
Last thing I would do was come home and hell out of jail. Ooh, yes, that's the only thing that kept me going is knowing that I was gonna hit that pussy again, girl. He came out of jail. I'm low key jealous.
Like, ain't nobody went to jail for my pussy before and came back home and still.
He came out of jail talking about, yeah,
I'm
you
hella
legal
jealous.
Now. He's like, yeah, you legal now. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you now. That's what
him, and this is his Kendrick Lamar voice. Girl, I know you want this dick.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow. Oh, good. Right? I know, that's so fucked up. I just thought that was so funny.
Yeah, that was definitely a different wave.
But then like, he mad because don't nobody from the hood talk to him anymore. Like, you're a fucking child molester, yo. Like, of course you don't have any friends. Duh.
I mean, he can't help it.
I mean, and he's a child molester. Only reason why I say that is because, A, she was, like, hella underage. And, B, I'm thinking if he fucked her like that, chances are he probably was fucking other young girls, too. But, I mean, in the same token, I kind of get it because she really wasn't acting like she wasn't like a 15-year-old girl. Like, she was a grown-ass fucking woman. Like, you know, she was having a train ran on her. She was fucking, like, really fucking.
Wow.
I don't know. It's something in the milk, guys. That's what I'm going to blame it on. It's just something in the milk. Kids don't drink
milk. Milk, something in the water, something in the chicken, all that shit.
Eat organic and not the leafy vegetables.
Damn. I was shocked.
I am so glad I don't have
any of
that. FYI.
You got some women that do that too, though.
You know what? If my son got fucked by a grown ass woman, that's on him. I'm just so glad I don't have daughters. Let me just say that. I am glad. Thank you, God, for not giving me daughters. I am so happy that I have two sons. I'm sorry to those of you who do have daughters. I apologize. Yeah. I'd have been beat every time I thought about it.
Ago,
I'd have kicked her ass.
I know out here a couple of weeks ago there was a teacher who got caught up fucking a 15-year-old, a female fucking a 15-year-old male student.
At that point, he's the man. Like, okay, he's the man. I mean, it is a stigma, and I know that it's a total double standard for men versus women or, you know, girls versus boys. It's a total standard, you know, double standard stigma. he's 15. He's old enough to know at that point. She was old enough to know. It's not like it was rape or anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't raping her. They're old enough to know, but it's just wrong when a grown-ass man fucks a little-ass kid. But it's different, I think, for a boy to... Every boy, like, you talk to a lot of guys, their sexual experience usually almost always comes from the babysitter. What else? Yeah, when, how did you lose your virginity? The babysitter.
You're right about that. I had a guy hit me up on BBM, and he was questioning his sexuality because when he was younger, the babysitter made him have sex with a little boy. And he started, as he got older, he was like, is he gay? Because one night he was out and he got drunk and his friend started sucking his dick and he didn't stop him. And I was like, that is a hard one.
First of all, how do you get drunk and another guy starts sucking? Okay, you know what? I'm just going to be quiet for the rest of the night. I'm done. I don't have any more questions.
That one is
I can help him do that. He doesn't even have to pay somebody. Don't pay a psychiatrist for that information. Let me help you, and I'll give it to you for free over the radio. Your ass is gay. First of all, I don't care. I'm not really a drinker. But I know lots of people that drink, and I know lots of people that do a whole bunch of other things recreational, and not never have I ever had males tell me that they've gotten so drunk that they've experimented. There is a very, you don't do that. There is no way that a person gets so, oh, man, I'm so wasted, I totally sucked this dick. No guy says that. Who says that?
There's not enough drunkenness in the world for some shit like that.
How do you get so drunk you start sucking dick? First of all, let me just say, as a dick sucker, that takes concentration and dedication.
You didn't suck the guy's dick. The guy,
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Not only is he gay, but he was hanging around with gay people because his ass already knew he was gay. Sucking dick takes concentration and dedication. You don't just do that shit because you were so...
But
that's like
the guy received it
because he was hanging around with another gay person, his friend, because they was both gay. Period. That's how you know.
But there are females out there that can get drunk to a point where they get real freaky and do just about any goddamn thing.
Alcohol plays a big part in people losing their virginity, getting turned out, getting raped. Like, alcohol is, like, something serious. And then, as like, I had a friend that I worked with, and he became gay when his roommate turned him out. And he was like, you know, he was straight. He never thought about being with a man, but it happened. And then, you know, like they say, a lot of same sex on sex sexual experiences happen when a person is in college.
Wow.
And, you know, now it's starting early because, you know, people in high school and middle school, but, yeah, a lot of people that are gay, they will tell you that their first time was when they were in college. You may have gone to a frat party or, you know, gotten real drunk. And, like, when you're real drunk, when you get drunk to the point where you can't do anything but just be like, oh, I need to lay down because the room is spinning and you're sick and you feel better when you're laying down, that's when you're at your most vulnerable point and people can easily take advantage of you because you don't have the energy nor the strength, or you're not in the right frame of mind to be like, no, this is not what I want. So at the end of the day, if a person is sucking your dick or they're eating your pussy and you're drunk, while you'll be like, oh, my God, this is wrong, it starts feeling good and you forget that it's a female or a male that's doing it. You just know you're getting some fantastic head. But he started questioning his sexuality before that because of what happened when he was a kid.
So for me, that's tough because you know, when you're questioning your sexuality, you was forced to do something that wasn't your fault. It wasn't like you was attracted to a man. Someone made you sleep with another person of the same sex.
That part
now,
I agree with.
What the fuck was
I agree with
that.
The part as a child. I agree with the part as a child, but the adult dilemma.
He needs a professional to help him figure that out. If it's something that's rooted and traumatic, or if it's something that is pleasurable for him, because he can't decipher the two. He doesn't know if it's a traumatic experience that he's repeating, or if it's something that he actually takes pleasure in.
That just tripped me out because I felt bad for him because it was really conflicting his soul.
Yeah, it's sad.
And you know me, and like they said, a lot of kids lose their virginity to the babysitter or to their mama's friend.
Oh my God! Oh,
you know the males anyway. My son lost his virginity to one of his friends, and then like he used to hang out with one of his homegirls, and the mama ended up sleeping with him. Lucky for her, I was in motherfucking jail because that bitch would have been done dirty. What the fuck? A 15-year-old gonna do for you?
For real?
Like no, we just don't do that. So yeah, this has been quite a interesting show. Oh, one more question, and then we're gonna close out. What in the fuck do y'all think about what the hell Future had to say that Emmett Till's family should be happy that Lil Wayne used his name?
Oh, He's ignorant. How are you going to be happy if you're not taking it into a correct context? Like, if it's not used in a positive light, how is somebody supposed to be happy? They don't have to be happy that you're trying to discredit that man's name or trying to ruin his legacy or what he died for. Like, get real. They let these ignorant motherfuckers come up with some money and then, mayhem breaks loose. Like, hide your wife, hide your kids.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part of that. What were you saying?
It's just like, why is it that people come into somebody and they think they could get to talk ignorant?
He says that Lil Wayne brought positive energy to the Emmett Till's story. Saying I beat the pussy up like Emmett Till, how in the fuck is that positive energy?
I heard the snippet of that. You're talking about Future, right?
Yes.
So I heard the snippet of that radio segment when Big Boi was interviewing him about that. And he was kind of put into a corner, let me just say, because at first the first thing that he said was he couldn't talk about it, right? And you know how they go on radio shows. You know how you are. You want to know something, you ask the question in a different way, right? So they kept posing it to him in a different manner. And so he just went ahead and said, like, you know what, I don't think that he meant it. That was the first thing he said. I don't think that Lil Wayne meant it to be a negative thing. I don't think he meant any disrespect to his family by saying that line. And I don't think that he thought that it would bring that much attention. He said that. He was like, I don't think that that's what he had the intentions of doing. But then he also went on to say, you know, about the fact that even still, which you know how I feel about stuff like that. So I typically don't get on the hip-hop artist bandwagon, especially like when the whole Rick Ross thing happened with his lyrics, etc. I was like anti that, right? But I'm not even a Lil Wayne fan, to be honest. But in Lil Wayne's defense, I kind of understand it. Now, what he said was, you know, stupid. Everybody talks about pussy, and yeah, I get the point. But let's... be very realistic, how many people in this generation even knew who the fuck Emmett Till was? Hardly any. Now, before that song came out, now how many people know who Emmett Till is? So goddamn many. Because everybody wanted to know what is all of this hype about, right? So honestly, I don't even think he intended for it to come out this way. I think this is just how they're trying to spin it now as an educational piece. But the reality is that it brought self-awareness to probably a lot of people who didn't have any. Now people are like, who is Emmett Till? Who is Emmett Till? Everybody is Googling it, right? Everybody is reading the story about what happened. And everybody is becoming conscious of, okay, this is America, right? This is somebody who was forgotten, swept under the rug, his legacy swept under the rug. Nobody talked about it for years and years and years and years and years. There you go. Now people know this is a serious issue. This stuff really happens. This is who he was. This is what he did. This is what he stood for. This is what it meant to us as a people. That's my personal
opinion. I agree with what you're saying, but then I disagree. It's like, you know, it's all about what part of the country, or I'm going to say the United States, that you live in and what they teach you in history. Because my kids are younger than Lil Wayne, and they know who the hell Emmett Till is.
Exactly.
These are things, when you're from the South, these are things that you fucking know. And by Lil Wayne being from New Orleans, he knew better. He knew fucking better. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, you never forget the history. He knew better. So for him to even say, I beat the pussy up like Emmett Till, like, that family suffered horribly at what happened to him. So for Lil Wayne to just subliminally use it as a punchline, he's fucking wrong. Because he graduated, and I know his ass knew. Because he knew how to put those words together. Like, beat the pussy up like Emmett Till. So you knew Emmett Till got beat the fuck down as a teenager.
I mean, I can see, in all honesty, I can see both sides of the spectrum on that. I definitely can understand the frustration as a parent, you know, especially as a mom having sons. I can feel that. But then I'm not from the South, you know, so I can't really say how it is for you guys there. But for me, being from the West Coast, especially with having kids that are in the school system, I know what they don't teach. And
yeah,
I know what kids do forget, and
at.
I know what
it's
they do try to
leave
out of history. Yeah.
It's
so,
all about
I mean,
the demographics.
It brought a lot of awareness, I think, to maybe not to the South because you guys are very familiar, but certainly to maybe other parts of the nation that not necessarily turned a blind eye, but where it was left out of history. My kids don't learn about, I mean, my son got in trouble for wanting to do a book report on Malcolm X before, like literally was like damn near boycotted out of his class. Because they only want you to learn about very limited things when it comes to civil rights. It's very structured, very PC, right, because they don't want to cause any waves, right, so they don't go into depth about this is how it was, this is how it really was. They try to paint this rainbow of a picture to try to pretend as if racism doesn't exist, if you will, or that it never was an issue. They're trying to erase that portion of history, which is very important, I think, for us to not erase. I think it's very important that we continue to bring these things up because, in fact, racism is very real, right? And until we learn where we've been, we can't learn where we need to go next. So maybe the method in which he said it was wrong, but I'm glad that he at least brought it to the forefront. But, I mean, really, I think that, in all fairness, they're kind of picking on rappers anyway. Like, how does Mountain Dew drop Lil Wayne from the endorsement deal for saying that particular line, I beat the pussy up like Emmett Till? Yes, it was
because
wrong. I'm not.
Because you got to look at it this way. his family took that very personal. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about the pain and suffering that they went through with everything that happened. So for him to subliminally say that, you know, knowing that this helped pave the way to civil rights and stuff like that, I can most definitely understand why his family went and did that, because it took him a month and some change to even say he was sorry for using his name like that.
No, I'm not saying I don't, like I said, I think that the family was, I can understand from the family perspective how they would feel. What I'm talking about is more so the corporate side of things. Like, have you guys seen the Mountain Dew commercial that made CNN? Has anyone seen it that's on the show right now?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Mountain Dew had this commercial that made CNN. They had this little segment on, it was CNN Online, where they had, like, commercials that basically caused a lot of controversy. Mountain Dew has this, this commercial is so stupid it's funny. It's really not funny. It's just so stupid that it's funny. But Mountain Dew has this commercial where, you know how they have the whole little goat thing, right? It's their little theme, their little, I don't know, what do they call it? Their mascot, if you will, right? Mountain Dew mascot is this goat. So commercial goes like this. It's a woman talking to a detective in a police precinct. The woman had her ass beat. I'm talking about she was beat. She had a neck brace on. She had a sling on her arm. Her face was black and blue. Her hair was looking crazy. Somebody beat her ass, okay? The detective is saying, hey, just tell me who it is. Pick these guys out of a lineup. Which guy is it? All of the guys in the lineup were black. They were all black guys, baggy clothes, looking crazy, right? Looking like some little thugs. And then there was a goat, right? The goat was in the lineup, right? It was only one goat in the lineup. And the goat is, like, talking, like, it's like the goat is talking, right? And like, this bitch better not, like, he didn't say bitch, but he was like, you better not snitch. Snitches get stitches. And she was like shaking her head like she was so scared to point to say who it is. And he was like, no, the detective was like, just point it out. They can't see you from the glass. Just say who it is. Say who it is. And it was only one goat, right? And the rest of the dudes was black. And he was like, just point. Which one is it? Is it that guy over there? Is it this guy over here? And the goat kept saying stuff like, you better not snitch. You better not snitch. Snitches get stitches. And it was a Mountain Dew commercial. So how the hell do you drop somebody for saying that they got the pussy beat up? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Don't get it. To me, it's a double standard, and it was their way of backing out of something, I think, even more extreme because they offended so many people, and that was their way of making things right. I'm not saying that what Lil Wayne did was right. I'm not saying that the way he said it was right. I think that it is important that he brought awareness to the topic. I'm sure that he could have done it in a far more diplomatic and respectful way than the line that he used.
Right.
But I'm glad that now people know we're talking about it.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like parents just need to educate their kids. You can't expect the school to give them 20, 30, 40 years of history in a few years in, like, a couple of months. So, like I said, it's all about demographically where you're at and what you're taught. Because as far back as I can remember, I was always taught about the civil rights, Emmett Till, the sit-in with the anti-students that was like, you know, they put a stop to segregation and stuff like that. You know, that's what's embedded in you as a kid. So when you get older, you never forget what your ancestors gave up so we could be right where the fuck we are now. And, I mean, me personally, when I heard that song, I'm just like, I can't believe Lil Wayne would do that, because at the end of the day, that man died. For him to make light of that, I absolutely agree with his family going to Mountain Dew, because, like, when you say dumb shit and you make light of some serious stuff, you need to be held accountable. You need to lose something for you to wake the fuck up and be like, okay, prime example, when Hurricane Katrina came, Lil Wayne, I was locked up. Lil Wayne was on V-103, and he had left Louisiana, but his family was still there. And he was like, he felt helpless because he couldn't get his family out. So he's getting phone calls where people are saying, I seen your family members, like your aunties and your uncles, passing me dead. You know what I'm saying? So how would he feel if somebody made a rap about passing his auntie floating dead and stinking in the fucking water? He wouldn't like that. He would be very offended.
I agree.
So sometimes he should have thought better, because it's like he, and I'm not saying he may not have lost a family member to some violence, but it's like he lost people in Hurricane Katrina. So why would you make light about somebody that passed away that was like a martyr for civil rights? Like, that's crazy.
But you know why? Well, and I can't even say you know why, because obviously no one knows but him why he wrote that particular lyric. But there's different types of violence. Do you agree? So
there are several different types.
What happened to Emmett Till was monumental, right? It was a heroic type of a violent crime. The unfortunate thing is that I think with the newer age generation, it's almost more honorable or more noble to be shot to death by a gang member in the drive-by or some other bullshit than it is to die for something like the people, you know? That's just like Rodney King, right? So that... kind of the same, not really, not nearly as severe, obviously, as Emmett Till, right? But look at how bad people talked about Rodney King because of the type of violence that it was, right? So he was beat severely by police officers. We talked about Rodney King for a decade, right? He was talked about because of the type of violence. If somebody would have rolled up to Rodney King and shot the shit out of him in a drive-by, nobody would have said shit about him.
No, they wouldn't have, but it brought to surface police brutality. But then,
yeah, but we also made jokes. There were so many comedians that made jokes about Rodney King. We say it now even, like, oh, please, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things. I'm not saying that it makes it right, because it's real fucked up if you think about it, but it's very true. Like,
yes,
that's just what it is. That's how society does it.
Make jokes about Rodney King because what happened to him was very unfortunate, but look at the turns that his life took after shit happened. He went from, you know, being a victim to just doing dumb shit, like, over and over and over and over again. So it's like he took a stand for police brutality, but then turn around and look at all the other shit that he did after that. The drinking and driving, the drugs and all that other stuff.
Rodney King,
so
after the fact, to be honest with you, I don't know that much about, because I didn't pay attention to it after, you know, after the trials, et cetera. But during that period, though, I still feel like maybe not all of, but there were many people that still made a mockery of him for that reason, just because he got his ass beat by the police. And what he said and how they played the video, people put it in jokes. It was in stand-up comedies. It was in, you know, songs. It was like, it was just one of those things. It came up comically in casual conversation, et cetera. Like, he was still made a mockery of. And again, I'm not saying that it was right. I'm not saying that I agree with that at all. So I hope no one, you know, takes it offensively. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that it's one of those things that happen. We don't talk about little JoJo that got shot in a drive-by, you know, in that particular instance. It's like no one speaks about that type of stuff because it's a different type of a crime. But when it comes to things like that, they always tend to get far more, I don't even know if exposure is the word, but people grieve it differently. And I don't even know if that's the right word to use for that particular
you know, for that particular instance. But people take it different. It just is. And
but
I don't know, it just is.
The Rodney King situation had, like, a domino effect. The police beat his ass, then people took to the streets and they started the riots and everything. And then you have Reggie Dennehy, the white man that got hit with the brick and got pulled out of his car. He had nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, different circumstances cause different reactions and different actions. And so it's like, you know, people talk about him too. But I think with Rodney King, what happened to him was very, very unfortunate. But then once, you know, he got his settlement, he started making dumb-ass decisions. And that's why he's the brunt of so many jokes now. Because you have all these millions of dollars, you go out and you do what ignorant people do. You blow your fucking money, you become an alcoholic, you become a drug addict, then the next thing you know, you're on Dr. Drew. So, of course, they're going to make jokes about you. Because you put yourself in that situation. You know what I'm saying? You didn't ask to get your ass beat by the cops. But everything else that happened outside of that with your brushes with the law, that's something that you brought on yourself. So, of course, comedians are going to make light of that because that's what you did.
I can agree with that.
So, I mean, it, like I said, in the South, it's way different. Like, shit ain't ever going to change. They're trying to change it, but at the end of the day, it's not going to change. When I was 9 years old, we lived in a community, and across the railroad tracks was a housing project. It was called The Grove. We were out playing one day, and we heard these gunshots, and we were like, what is that? So my mom puts us in the car, and we go, and we look, and the NAACP was having an event, and the Ku Klux Klan came in the housing project and just started shooting at the people. This made national news. I was scared to go to sleep. Here I am, 9 years old. We just moved into our first house. So after the Ku Klux Klan comes into the projects and it kills several black people, they decide that they want to have a Klan rally the following weekend. Yes, this is what we did, niggers. This is what we do. And that caused a lot of people to look at the relations in the South between the blacks and the whites. Because as much as my grandmother and everybody else's ancestors fought to make equality, at the end of the day, it still doesn't matter. So I understand wholeheartedly why the fuck Emmett Till's people did what they did. And, like, okay, well, Wayne, we're not going to accept your apology. So Al Sharpton is in the middle trying to be the mediator. Yes, it's called freedom of speech, but at the same fucking time, you still need to be mindful of the shit that you say because you don't know how it affects people. So could you just imagine how his family felt when they got that phone call talking about Lil Wayne is making, he has a punchline about your whatever relation he was to them. So they had no choice but to be like, okay, he can't stand up for himself, so we're going to stand up for him. We've been standing up for him since 1955.
Well, I think that, honestly speaking, I think that what made this situation so bad was the fact that he did not apologize.
Of course not. He apologized.
Now that makes a difference. If he said
it
because he was trying to be clever and he realized, okay, I totally was wrong for that and apologized, I honestly think that that was one of those issues that you could have sat down at dinner, talked about, made it okay. But the fact that he didn't apologize, I think, just kind of further infuriated the situation. And I think that, honestly, I'm not obviously Emmett Till's family member, but for me, at the point in which he refused to apologize would have been the point that I felt disrespected. Up until that point, it would have been like, okay, perhaps he just was really ignorant and didn't understand the context in which he used it, right? So all is well. But the fact that he refused to apologize, that then takes it to a whole nother degree.
Well, no, you can't even say the context that he used it, because he used it beat the pussy up like Emmett Till. He knew exactly what the fuck he was saying.
Yeah.
He probably didn't realize that the family was going to take it as serious. So I feel like once these rappers start losing money, then they'll be like, okay, you know what? It's certain shit that we shouldn't say. You shouldn't play with fucking history anyway. Not when it comes to some civil rights stuff. Because if it wasn't for him and other people, you know, we wouldn't be able to intermingle the way that we do now. And
well,
Lil Wayne is so fucked up in the head with everything that he takes that he probably don't think straight any fucking way.
I was going to say that. So that was kind of my next point. I mean,
but there's still no excuse for promethazine, lean, dirty Sprite, you know what I'm saying, Molly. Like, no. Like, he's so fucking dumb that he doesn't have enough common sense to be like, you know, I need to stop using these fucking drugs. I had 4 major seizures in one day, and I could have fucking died. I almost died. Then you come out, and weeks later, you have another seizure, but you're still doing the same fuck shit. Like, you know what I mean? So Mountain Dew needed to take that shit away from him.
Mountain Dew is a goddamn drug anyway. That's
yes,
fine.
And I enjoy it. I enjoy drinking Mountain Dew. I drink them every day because I need carbonation. So Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, Coke, as long as it's carbonated, I'm good.
Mountain Dew is a drug. That's why Lil Wayne was on their endorsement deal. Sorry, that's my little 2 cents.
And Ashton, what do you have to say, honey?
I just think that there's a line, you know, a line to be crossed. He's crossing the line. There's other rappers who have crossed the line and other rappers who will cross the line. And you just got to be mindful, like you said, be mindful of what you say. Don't play with history. People take that too hard nowadays, some more than others. And like, you just got to be mindful. He lucky that they didn't come, you know, shooting up his fucking house or whatever. And said, you know, rap on that. So.
You're real violent, Ashton.
Yes, I am. I grew
from
up
from the beginning
violent.
Of the show.
Yes, I am very violent, and I've calmed down a whole lot because, you know, I have people looking up to me, and I have a life to live. I had to be violent. I was raised by a single mother in a tough neighborhood, and I was the oldest. So I had to be violent because nobody understood civil. So when somebody's standing up for their civil rights and they're speaking on it, I respect it completely. Yes. Very violent.
Well, Lil Wayne, if you receive feces, FedEx to your door.
No, why would I do that for
Ashton that sent them?
You out of control with it because you don't even know what happened. First of all, I have people who do things that will ruin your life. Yes, because if you violate, it's only right for you to be violated. And that's how I was brought up, eye for an eye. So if you violate me, I'm going to violate you back. Now, if you be civil about it, I can be civil about it. Two different things. But that's how you deal with people, period. If you're going to be ignorant, we can get ignorant. If that's what you're going to understand, that's what you're going to understand. But if you're going to be civil about it, we can be civil about it. I don't randomly send feces to people's doors. One, two. I don't have feces in the shed waiting for a nigga to act up.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I don't have that. But listen, if I'm going through something, I'll be like, well, call up some of my friends. Like, listen, this is what's going on in my life. Or you want to handle that nigga? You want to do this? You want to do that? And trust me, I am not the first. I am not the last, and I am not the worst. there has been some things that have been done to people that they will think twice. They will think twice. They will be very honest about their shit next time.
And there you have it. I'm sitting here reading, and here, okay, Future is like, it says, Future label, Epic Records, quickly removed the controversial lyric from the song, and Karate Chop has since been remixed again with Birdman, Rick Ross, and French Montana, but without Wayne. And then May 3rd, Mountain Dew dropped him, and he says, Future believes the lyric ended up educating a bunch of people who didn't know who Emmett Till was, including some people very close to the rapper. My dad didn't even know who Emmett was. Like, what
the
fuck?
He did say that. I do recall him saying that on the interview that I heard.
Okay, like, how in the fuck does your dad, who has to be in his 40s or 50s, because Future is how old?
Exactly. So they didn't put the whole thing in here, because I remember raising my eyebrow to that at first, and then he said that. I'm like, what the? Like, it
yeah, like,
dad,
how
does
your
oh,
dad
like,
not know who the fuck Emmett Till is?
But he
you
finished that
ignorant.
Sentence up to say that he didn't think that Lil Wayne, he went on to, like, kind of correct himself, where he was like, it wasn't that he didn't know who Emmett Till was, but his dad thought that Lil Wayne was talking about someone else. He thought he was talking about Emmett Smith.
Yeah, I mean, that's just as bad. How the fuck do you get Emmett Smith confused with Emmett Till and you in your 40s and 50s? You know who the fuck
I think
Emmett
he thought
is.
That Lil Wayne was confused. I really think that that's what it is. I think that's kind of the context. Now, I'm not standing up for Future. I don't know, but I would hope
okay,
that that's
Emmett,
the way
Emmett
he
Smith
meant it.
Emmett Smith ain't beat shit up but the football. Like, what'd you do? He was a receiver. He was a good receiver. He ran the ball.
Okay.
Listen,
and,
I'm just grasping
okay,
for straws
so
here. I would hope that a grown-ass man would know. I'm grasping for straws. I'm sorry. I'm playing devil's advocate tonight. That's it.
Nah, you playing devil's advocate to the wrong side.
But, okay, I mean, listen, if you didn't know who Emmett Till was and you heard the line that Lil Wayne said, if you go and Google who Emmett Till was or what happened, would you turn around and still think that it was right for him to say that?
As a person who knows the history of Emmett Till, again, I'm going to say, I never said that it was the right thing for him to say. I definitely think that the context in which he used the lyric was absolutely wrong. I do think it was a good thing that it was said. And maybe the way I'm portraying my views are coming across a little bit like I'm being insensitive, but I'm not. My point is, the way he said it was real fucked up. I don't think that in any way, shape, or form he should have used Emmett Till's name in that particular manner. But I do think that it was a good thing that it was said. And the reason being is because it's brought it back to the surface. It's brought it to the forefront. People are talking about it the same way that we are now. It's becoming a controversial issue. People who never knew who Emmett Till was are now Googling it. Even on the Big Boy radio show, I remember them talking about the girl. She didn't know who Emmett Till was, the one who posed the question to begin with. So she had to Google it to figure it out. So it's like people are beginning to understand and know, and so his legacy is not forgotten. It's continuing,
okay,
and people are being exposed to it.
But the bad side about that is it's causing his family to relive that all over again.
Right. It's insensitive.
Yes, it's intruding on, okay, they have come to terms with that, and that's a part of history. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we get our little 28 days in February. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're going to respect that, you know, Emmett Till, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Rosa Parks, all those people that had anything to do with the civil rights movement, that's going to come up. But, okay, yes, it's bringing it to the forefront, but it's also causing his family to have to relive that again and again and again, and that's not fair to them.
I agree. The thing is that we all agree Lil Wayne was wrong. We all agree. The thing that cannot be changed is, A, the fact that what happened to Emmett Till happened. That is something that can never be undone.
That's one.
Exactly.
Something else that can never be undone.
That.
Right, but something else that can never be undone is the fact that Lil Wayne said what he said. There is no erasing this out of history. So those are two things that never will change. I think at this particular point, he was wrong. There's no way to rectify his wrong at this point. There's nothing that anyone can do to make his wrong right for what he did. But I am happy at the fact that it's bringing awareness to the fact that we still have some very serious issues in this country. Now, I get the fact that it's very hard on the family because now they're reliving this. And that is something that in itself is wrong. But there's no way to right that wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing that anyone can do to console that wrong because it's already been done. Lil Wayne already fucked up, and he already opened up this box, right? The box is open. So that part is wrong, but the fact that people are talking about it and not necessarily reliving history, but maybe educating themselves on history, I think is a good thing.
Okay,
I think people need to be made aware.
I agree with that. I can agree with that because parents, like, you know, I don't know how it is in Cali because, I mean, I lived out there. We went through the little racism shit and stuff like that. But I always, because I'm a history buff, I love history, I always made it a point for my kids to understand what the fuck was given up for them to enjoy what the hell they enjoyed coming up. You know what I mean? So it's like their life is way different than mine. My life is way different than my mother's. My mother's life is way different than her mother's life growing up because all the different things and different changes that they had to go through. So I feel like if somebody came out and made a song about Lil Wayne losing his family members because this came out of his mouth with Hurricane Katrina, then maybe he will understand how other people felt when he said something about their family member that passed.
Can I just say something about that? Well, it's never okay for someone to die. Death is always a horrible thing, and it's definitely always something that's very near and dear to the heart of the families in which the person was lost. If someone was to make a song about that, it wouldn't mean nearly as much. You know why? Because the event in itself wasn't nearly as historic. And that's a real fucked up thing to say. I know it is. I know it is. Because if my kid died, I would be heartbroken, right? And if someone was to mention it, my heart would be instantly broken. But the fact is that it wouldn't not necessarily mean as much because every life is equal in my eyes. No one's life is valued over another. But the event in itself was very different. So Emmett Till died at the hands of another, right, as opposed
yeah,
to
mean,
Hurricane Katrina,
died,
which was a natural event.
Yeah, but the reason why I said that is because I listened to the interview and I heard the emotion in his voice. So my thing is, the reason why I say that is, if somebody spoke about the hurt that he, you know, somebody spoke on or made a subliminal punchline about his loss in Louisiana, then maybe he would really understand about the punchline he made about somebody else's family member. Because regardless
no,
of how person...
Because he's been so high, all his brain cells are dead.
But he would probably be like, how the fuck they gonna say something about my family? Because you know how men are. Be like, what the fuck?
He don't have no brain cells. He wouldn't even put two and two together.
Well, he was able to put something together to have all these damn kids at one time. Which I don't even want to think about him depositing sperm in somebody raw. Oh, God, Martian life. But
isn't Lord London his baby mama?
He had her, Nivea, and somebody else. I think he had like three or four people pregnant at the same time.
And they're all pretty girls. Okay.
But no one has seen the babies though. Let me see Lauren London. Let me see if I can Google that because I would like to see.
Lauren London, she's such a pretty girl. I heard she's really ghetto, like the movie she portrayed that she be into. I heard that's really her attitude. But
oh wait a minute, is that the picture of her baby? But is that the one with Lil Wayne Day?
The baby looks cute.
Ugly men tend to make cute babies.
Oh, my God. It says straight from the A, and it has a little caption over the little baby's head. I am not Lil Wayne's son. Wow. Oh, my God. This little boy is cute. I would not expect nothing less from her because she had dominant genes. Wow. Lauren London, Nivea. Damn, Lil Wayne. You know how to pick them. And then he has some Asian chick, or she mixed, but she's Asian something, pregnant.
And then he has a fiance now, doesn't he? She's
yeah. Mom. Yeah, he does. This has been a very, very interesting show. She's only 5'2". Wow. That is crazy. She's short as hell.
According to Jet, she's trying to keep her son's life pretty private. She doesn't want him in the spotlight.
Well, with a daddy like Lil Wayne, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard. And then with
now I wonder if he pays child support. You think so?
Yeah.
Or they may all have a understanding that he's very supportive of his children. He might not need the system to tell him how to be his father.
Yeah, because you never hear anything with Toya or anything like that either.
Right.
Well, no, they're like BFFs. I swear they're going to get back together. I swear they're fucking on the low. That's just my personal opinion.
Who what?
She think Toya
I said,
and
I swear
Wade
they're fucking on the low. That's just my personal opinion. Don't let me start no rumors. That's just my opinion. I have no factual knowledge of this.
I have no comment. I have nothing to say.
Yeah, me neither.
This is not at all a reflection or an opinion of the Chocolate City radio show. My opinions are that solely of my own. That's my disclaimer.
Thank you.
I can only say that anybody see Love & Hip Hop Monday? I'll let y'all catch up on that one. And then, you know, Tuesday we have old school rapper MC Shan, and this is going to be crazy because he is, like, damn near 50, and he has a 3-year-old daughter.
Hello.
I'm like, damn, you still shooting?
Shooting up the clubs, huh?
Yes. So he is living in Atlanta now, and it's crazy because I get to actually meet him face-to-face next month at Super Jams in Fayetteville, North Carolina, because the Goon Squad will be performing there, which consists of Diesel, Trick Trick, and Big Gov, that scary-ass rapper Big Knot that came on the show, and he dodged the fucking questions, and Scotty
oh,
came on the
goodness.
Show and started laughing, and was like, oop, gotta go, and left him hanging.
Yeah, yeah.
So that weekend, it's going to be broadcasting live. So the show time will, like, change. So I'll, like, be piggybacking, and we'll just be, like, doing it there. So it's going to be interesting because their setup is way different. And then they want me to go to a format like that and then, you know, still have my blog talk. But we'll reach more people because of the way that it's broadcast and it'll be on Tuned In and it's like on all kinds of Android phones and iPhone applications and stuff like that. So I have to get like a mixer and some other stuff. I'll find out
in the next few weeks and stuff like that. So that's going to be quite interesting. And the Hype magazine has a couple more artists for us to interview. And anytime they ask, that's good because that stores up favors for us. So when we need something, they're there. Plus, you know, she really enjoyed the interview when she came on and went from professional to just, oh, my God.
She couldn't even help it. Yeah, she couldn't even help it.
Yeah, like, I didn't even know we was going to be like that. I was like, oh, wow, from her being gay, and, you know, she got married. Like, everything was just so crazy. So yeah, we have a lot. We have a lot to do, and I'm going to once you send me that picture, I'll go ahead and try to come up with another promo thing. So then we can pre-plan topics and promote the topics with our promo picture for that particular night, and if we have a guest and stuff.
Okay. Oh my goodness, you're gonna make me go get this and give you some pictures.
Yeah, just make sure they're rated PG-13.
They are.
Yes. So I would like to appreciate everybody that called in. I'd like to thank Tone for calling in, saying that he had sugar in his gas
tank. Oh, my gosh.
She was laughing so hard, I couldn't wait for her to unmute me. I was like, sugar in the tank. He wasn't getting it, though. Tone still didn't get it. He still doesn't understand.
When he said that, I was just like, what the fuck? I had to go ahead and BBM that one because that one was too fucking funny. Because I'm just like, did he just say what I thought he said?
Like, that's some cold shit, though, for somebody to do to somebody, though, when they find out how they be rolling, though. Like, oh, okay, you got sugar in your tank? I'm going to put some sugar in your tank, and we going to let this be what it is. That's funny.
And then when he said him and the girl, his homegirl, had a moment of truth, a freak moment, man, like, I'm open-minded. I'm very open-minded when it ain't my nigga. You feel me? So when I sit down with one of my homeboys, and he'd be like, yeah, I like getting my dick sucked by trainees. Y'all know I'm dumb. Y'all know I'm dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to sit there and ask questions that I can't ask my normal homeboys because they'll probably punch me in my fucking eye. And so the next time he comes on, the question is like, okay, Tone, when are you going to make your transition? Because, like, you know, eventually regular men are going to turn you on. You know what I mean?
Oh, but then no, he's not gay. He likes women.
Okay, but you even though
that man had the jaws of life around his dick, because you know men have real strong jaws. That was like the jaws of life. That was the best head he probably ever got.
But this is the thing.
And he's
though.
Not going to tell. And he's not ever going to conform, because you know what? That was why I got so serious, because for a minute I was a little taken back and I was very upset at the fact that, like, he told her what his deal was. And she still was with, like, not only was she with it, which would have been on them as a couple together, the two of them, but she had a husband. That was the part that pissed me off. She had a husband and then his friend. I bet you his friend don't know that he do that. Like, so it was like, okay, so you're messing with him and you're messing with her, and then now she's messing with him. Like, that ain't right.
It's too many fluids being swamped and everybody is okay with
it. One pussy, which is a mess.
Yeah, and everybody is okay with that, and that's not cool. And I'm just shocked because my thing is, and I was shocked because Ashton thought I knew. So when I asked him about, okay, so what happens when you stop, when getting your dick sucked isn't enough and you want to hit, and he was like, he hit.
Did I miss that part? I missed it because I ain't never heard Tom say that part.
Oh, you missed that show. You missed that show.
That was another show.
Yeah, he admitted that he fucked the trainee. It's gone past getting your head, your dick sucked. You was the top.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm glad I didn't know that. Was he a bottom?
No, he said he was a top. I don't think he's going to admit to us that he was ever a bottom.
Okay, so it's like that question came out. Ashton thought I knew. I didn't know. And then Tone is like, I thought you knew. Ashton knew. And I'm like, what? Ashton, you keeping secrets from me? So you know me. I'm just like, wow.
I'm literally floored. I'm at a loss of words because I remember very vividly him explicitly saying the fact that he never, ever take it beyond the oral sense because he does not get down like that, and how I remember that. I remember
well, something changed.
Well, Tom, your ass is gay too. Sorry.
But he wouldn't admit it.
That's the worst part, to be in denial. That makes you, you are officially Tone, a down low brother. Sorry. I love you to death. You
not,
still come over for Thanksgiving dinner.
That.
Yeah,
he's
that's why I asked him. Yeah, he's not. That's why I was like, so you could take Mr. C around and show him the air.
You are very charged for that, by the way. He said it too. He said he's going to show him the
ropes. The same thing.
They he said he's going to show him the ropes.
Yeah, they both are tricks, and they like trainees. So and they say they're not gay. Anytime you let another man suck your dick or you stick your dick in a man's booty, like, something's not right with you.
They're no better on the streets than men are in prison that have beautiful women at home and fuck another man on the yard. It's the same thing.
But like Tone tried to explain, he said he don't feel like the guys are guys because they're portraying themselves to be women.
Why? Because they have a titty.
That's how.
If they didn't have a pussy, it's not a woman. Where did the guy put his dick while Tom was fucking him in the ass is what I want to know. Somebody asked that question.
And then the nuts are touching.
No one asked that question. Why wasn't I on this show? Ashton, did you ask that question? Where did the guy's penis go?
I didn't want to know where the other dick was. The other dick was just not doing what it was supposed
to do. I need to know where this other dick was. What happened to this dick? Did the dick get hard when Tom was fucking him in the ass? Was he playing with his own dick?
We have to ask, because me,
I need to
just have this visual, because Tone, he follows me on Instagram, and he's very big and round. So, like, I don't know. It's just funny to me, because, like, in any situation, like, when you're hitting it from the back or whatever, it's just like, when the man is hitting you from the back, them balls be slapping you. You just feel it, especially if they got, like, big, heavy nuts. You know what I'm saying? It's like, pow, pow, pow.
That's actually the part I like, but go ahead. Sorry.
But when you are a man, it's like your nuts is going to hit his nuts. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, pop, pop, pop,
forget
pop,
the nuts,
you know?
Part. I need to know where the penis was. What happened to this man's penis?
We didn't get to that point, because by then the lines flooded up. And Madam Miska was on the line going off and telling him he's nasty because here you are fucking men, but you're still fucking women and you're not telling them that you fuck men.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. So we didn't really get a chance to ask too many other questions because
that's
how you everybody was just telling him
once you figured out where this dick was, that would have told you if he was gay or not. That would have helped him understand. Once you put the visualization in it, maybe Tone is so heavy set that he couldn't see where the dick was at the time, so he didn't know what that feeling was. He might not have known what that was brushing against him. But when you ask him to think about it, it causes him to relive that moment, and perhaps he would see, oh, okay, that was the tip of his dick.
wrapped around my. You know what? Okay. I'm going to jot my questions down for the next time. I'm just going to jot them down so I don't forget.
But see, the thing was, Jazzy, and Ashton would tell you that I was so shocked. And so my solution to being shocked on my show is I laugh. I laugh for long periods of time, and I laugh really hard because I'm just like, really? Oh, my God. Because I was shocked that she didn't tell me, but she thought that I already knew. But when she
How did you know, Ashton? How did you know?
He told me.
When? On Twitter? Did he tweet it?
No. We know each other, so it's like he told me.
Oh, okay. So you know him from the first. Okay. Now,
yeah, so
I love you like food, Ashton. But you're not that girl he shared his secrets with, are you?
No, negative. Trust me, I told y'all.
Yeah, the only thing Tone can do for us is buy our dirty draws. He starts out at $50 a pair.
Yeah, and being that he doesn't like to spend no more than $10, he better buy the draws.
But now, drop top chicken box.
Exactly.
Do you guys think that he's a tranny by default because of what his financial situation is? Do you think he just couldn't afford a real woman? So he
got
a generic
version?
Tone can afford what the fuck he wants to. He's a low baller till he has to become a high baller.
This is a real funny situation, actually.
And it makes my head hurt. I feel like my blood pressure is up right now.
It probably is, because you're probably going to go to bed tonight and be like, woo, I can't wait till Tuesday. Cause
I'm really concerned about where the dick was. You don't understand how puzzled I am about this thing, and I'm trying really hard not to have a visual, and I think it's making my head hurt because I'm trying not to have a visual about it.
You can always, I'm about to let y'all in on a secret. You can always do what I do. Whenever I'm curious, I go on Pornhub or
I don't want to see it. That's the thing.
And I will
be
like, let me see what happens.
I can't do that. So I have no problem with gay men. Let me just say that. I love gay men. I love hanging out with you guys. I love you guys to pieces. You could probably be my BFF. I love gay guys. However, I do not ever in my entire lifetime or the next want to be a witness to male on male intercourse. I cannot do it. Even when I go on RedTube and they have the little categories there and the gay pop, it makes me very nauseous. I quickly scroll past that page to get to maybe the lesbian side or the MLF. I cannot do it. Doesn't mean I don't like you. I love you. Closed. Holding hands is okay. Pecking, okay. I don't want to see you get frisky with another man. I personally cannot tolerate it. Sorry.
I think the reason why I did it is because nobody would answer my damn questions. So I'm like, you know what? Because that used to be, like, one of my questions. Because when I lived in Cali, there was this Spanish guy, and he was fine as fuck, and I found out he was gay. And we were in the break room, and I thought out loud. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, so what do you do with your dick when you're getting fucked in the ass? And everybody turned around and looked at me like, what? And I wanted to crawl under the table, but I couldn't. I was just like, well, this is out there. What do you do? Yeah, he wouldn't answer. So I'm like, well, damn. Oh, because it's intrude, and it's like y'all making love, huh? He's like, yeah. Because I was like, can I watch? So I go home, and I tell my husband, he was very homophobic, like he can't stand no gays around him or whatever. And he's just like, you were so dumb. He's like, I can't believe you did that. So then I have to tell y'all this, that this is the type of man I was married to. My grandfather passed in, like, 92 or whatever. So my grandmother's best friend's son was gay, right? So we're in the church, and Joey and Martha are sitting behind me and Johan. And Joey keeps coughing, you know what I'm saying? And he's sitting directly behind Johan. So my aunt, God rest her soul, the one that just passed last year, she knows everything in the church or whatever. And I'm like, Aunt Lee, what's wrong with Joey? She was like, he has AIDS. Why did my ex-husband stand up in the church and be like, oh, hell no, he's trying to kill me.
Rough and tough state, but there are, in fact,
there's a manly rough and tough gays. There's some manly rough and tough gays. Some gays out here fuck them straight nigga up.
Yeah, you right about that. You know, I'm from California, so I'm totally open to this kind of stuff. It doesn't bother me that Tony's gay. I just want for him to be open about it.